This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Devil's Pact by Mypename 3000. Part 3. Chapter 1. Alison de la Fuentes's origins are as pedestrian as all those in the tyrant's inner circle. She was only a middling student at a local community college when she encountered them. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Thursday, June 6, 2013, Mark Glasner, South Hill. Mary and I exited the Heavenly Creature's salon, arms wrapped around each other's waists.
"Where's your car?"
Mary asked, peering curiously around the parking lot.
"I got rid of that pile of shit,"
I told her, leading her to my new, silver Mustang.
"Here's my new ride, Mare."
Mary raised her eyebrows at the car.
"How'd that happen?"
"I traded my car for it."
"How can you do that? Everyone just does what you tell them to."
"It was simple. I made a deal with the devil, and now people have to do what I tell them, happily and willingly. But I didn't want to tell Mary that."
"If you really want to know, I'll tell you tonight. Think carefully about it. You won't like the answer."
She frowned at me, her auburn eyebrows furrowing.
"What does that mean?"
"Just think about it,"
I told her. I could tell her to just forget about it. But something stopped me. I loved her. It didn't feel right making her do what I wanted to. She wasn't like the other women. I kissed her on forehead.
"I love you."
She blushed and smiled.
"Love you too, hon."
Her lips were soft and warm as she kissed me.
"So you're going to buy me new clothes?"
"I am,"
I told her.
"You can get whatever you want. No matter the cost."
"Well then, I hope you can keep up.
I'm your stallion. I have loads of stamina.
At least sexual stamina. Another thing I received from the devil, as well as a long, healthy life." She giggled.
"I bet you do."
Her hand grasped my cock and felt it harden beneath her touch. Then she slipped into the passenger seat of my Mustang.
"Come on,"
she said impatiently.
"Okay, Mare,"
I said, adjusting my cock in my pants. I slid into my new Mustang and started her up. The engine roared gloriously to life.
"The Mustang fits you,"
Mary said as I backed out of the space.
"You're free from the rules of society. You're a wild horse roaming the plains, mounting any filly you want."
I grinned at her.
"You can have all the fillies you want, just remember I'm your number one mare. Forever,"
I answered, and she nodded.
"Of course, you're free to mount just as many fillies."
Mary laughed in a rich, musical timbre.
"How would two fillies fuck?"
she asked.
"I don't think mounting would work. Maybe they would just back into each other to rub pussies together."
I laughed, picturing two horses pressing their rears together.
"Maybe they would take turns licking,"
I suggested, stopping at the light at the parking lot's exit. Across the street was our destination, the South Hill Mall. Mary laughed harder.
"Like a salt, lick?"
she gasped between laughs. Her laugh was contagious, and I found myself joining her. She turned a bright red, and it was a minute before she regained her composure.
"I've always wanted horses,"
she said after she caught her breath.
"I remember the last summer before."
She trailed off, sadness flickering across her face.
"The summer before my mom left, she took me out riding in the mountains. They were majestic creatures. Have you ever ridden a horse?"
"No,"
I said with a shake of my head. The light turned green and I crossed Meridian.
"Maybe we could go riding together."
Mary smiled at me.
"I would like that."
I found a place to park. I used the remote to lock the car and chuckled as all the lights flashed and the horn honked. I never had a car with remote locks before. I unlocked it and locked it again. Horn beeped, electronic locks whirled, car lights strobed. Mary watched with an amused expression.
"Having fun?"
"Yeah,"
I said, unlocking the car again. She rolled her eyes at me and I grinned at her and locked the door.
"Fine, I'm finished."
Arms wrapped around each other's waist, we headed into the mall. Alison Hertz. I woke up with my face buried beneath the covers and something thick and hard stuck into my pussy. I pushed down the covers and found myself face to face with a sleeping woman. It took me a moment to remember who she was.
"Zelda. We had a wild time last night," my subconscious whispered. Zelda was a punk rocker, her black hair spiked up into a mohawk, the tips dyed red. I could see her small breasts, barely more than a bee sting's, but with fat nipples pierced with gold rings that I vaguely remember pulling on last night. A green serpent was tattooed on her right breast, and my fingers traced the snake as it circled her breast to her pink nipple. Someone shifted in the bed, pressing against me. A guy with a muscular chest and a hard cock. Last night was starting to come back to me. I had used my fake ID to get into the Thudding Bass Club last night. It was stupid that I was an adult, almost 19, and I couldn't legally buy beer, and my subconscious had noticed Zelda and Spike grinding on each other. They were hot, and my desires practically compelled me to go and join them. My subconscious never steered me wrong, and what little I could remember of last night had been hot. Spike's hard cock prodded my ass, and my blood started pumping. Let him fuck our ass, my desire whispered. Imagine that nice, hard cock reaming our tight asshole until we scream. I wiggled my hip, then frowned. There was definitely something shoved up my cunt. I reached down and felt the narrow end of a beer bottle, the thick end shoved up my pussy. How absolutely wicked. I loved fucking my pussy with beer bottles, just ask anyone that ever partied with me. You didn't even need to get a beer in me. I loved to show off my little cunt stretched around a thick bottle. You awake? Grunted Spike. He was dry humping me now, leaving streaks of pre-cum across my ass.
Yeah.
I grinned. You wanna fuck my ass? Damn, Addison, you are one hot slut.
Allison. I corrected.
Whatever. He grunted, gripping my hips. He shoved his unlubbed cock up my ass. I gasped, savoring the depraved experiences. I was an nymphomaniac. Ever since I had lost my virginity at 14 to a high school senior, I had craved to get fucked. My subconscious was on overdrive, steering me to fuck any cock or eat any pussy I could get my hands on. That's all a little slut like us are good for, my subconscious whispered. We need to find a nice, strong man to dominate us. Imagine that. It sounded wonderful. I wanted my daddy to dominate me, but he was the one man I always chickened out on seducing, much to my subconscious's disappointment. He was a great dad, even if he was a little bemused at the wild girl he raised. Sometimes I wondered if I would have turned out as such a slut if my mom hadn't died in childbirth with me. I hoped I would have. I loved every second of being a slut. Fuck my ass! I groaned as Spike pounded me. Zelda stirred, her brown eyes flicking open.
You two started without me.
I grabbed her gold nipple piercing and tugged.
There's a bottle shoved up my twat, why don't you fuck me with it?
What a slut you are, Annie!
Allison!
I moaned as she shoved the beer bottle deeper.
Oh fuck! I'm stuffed full.
Yeah, you are,
grunted Spike.
You like the feel of my monster up your ass.
You know it,
I moaned.
Harder. Make me scream.
I was lost in a sea of lust. A bottle reamed my pussy and a cock reamed my ass. I was a slut, and I loved every second of it. I pulled on Zelda's nipples, delighting in the punk girl's moans. Her thighs wrapped around my legs. Her soaking pussy humped against my knee.
Dirty whore,
I groaned.
Are you gonna hump my leg like a disgusting bitch?
Yeah,
purred Zelda.
We're both disgusting bitches.
Yes.
I gasped, shuddered, and my orgasm ripped through me like a hurricane. I writhed between the two near strangers fucking me, my pussy working around the bottle, trying to squeeze it out, while my ass spasmed around Spike's invading cock.
Keep fucking me. I want to come even harder.
What a dirty, fucking whore.
Spike grunted, jabbing his cock in with hard, quick strokes.
Work that ass on my cock. I'm gonna fill your dirty ass then make you lick my cock clean.
Oh yes.
Do it. Make me be your whore.
I gasped. Was Spike the guy to dominate me? No, my subconscious whispered, he's too much of a poser. He could never fully dominate us.
We're too wild.
Zelda's hips humped faster, her juicy cunt sliding about my leg, coating me in her wonderful honey. Her face twisted and I tugged even harder on her nipples rings, stretching her breasts. Her eyes widened, and then she shuddered.
Oh fuck!
She moaned.
Oh fuck, fuck, fuck!
Pussy juices flooded my knee as the punk girl came.
That's it, bitch!
I cooed.
Come all over my knee like the dirty slut you are! Oh, I'm gonna fuck your pussy raw.
Zelda grinned and it was my turn. My eyes widened as she fucked the bottle faster and faster inside me. Another orgasm built and built, then exploded inside me.
Oh, you dirty whore!
I screamed, spasming against Spike. He grunted, clearly loving all the wonderful things my coming ass was doing to his cock, then he spilled in me. Wonderful, hot, sticky cum flooded my ass. I groaned and panted, savoring the delightful, depraved sensation. He pulled out, rolling over on his back and grabbed a pack of cigarettes off the table. I crinkled my nose. I never could stand the smell. I rolled out of bed, the bottle slipping out of my cunt, and padded to what looked like my clothes lying on the floor.
I'm gonna use your shower,
I said over my shoulder.
Aren't you gonna lick my cock clean?
He asked.
I hate cigarettes.
I shrugged.
So you're gonna have to make me.
I walked into the bathroom, he didn't follow. My subconscious was right. He was just a poser. The water was warm on my body, and I washed all the filth off me and wondered what I should do for the day. I should probably go to college, but that didn't sound fun. All my professors were fat or old or both, ruining all my dreams of being a teacher's plaything. Daddy would be mad, but going to the mall sounded like more fun. I smiled, working my soapy hands between my legs. My dad was a sexy man. Maybe after the mall I would seduce him? You won't, my subconscious whispered. You're not enough of a slut, yet.
Chapter 2. Light in Darkness. Inscription from the entrance of the mother house of the Sisters of Mary Magdalene, Rennes-le-Château, France. Mark Glasner. Mary and I walked slowly around the mall, window shopping and girl watching.
The girl watching turned into a kind of game where we would each take turns pointing out a cute girl and whispering what we would like to do to them. Once, Mary pointed out a Latina with a full ass and a tribal tramp stamp and whispered in my ear,
"I would love to eat your cum out of her ass."
Right as this old lady walked by. The old lady looked disgusted at us, and we broke out laughing as she stalked away. The first store Mary led us to was Navy Republic. It was brightly lit and full of colorful clothes.
"I love to shop here," Mary told me.
She saw something on a rack of clothing and practically flew over to it, grabbing the sleeve of a shirt.
"These are so cute,"
she exclaimed as she browsed the clothes.
"How are you doing today?"
A nasally pitched, effeminate young man asked Mary. I was disappointed, hoping for a cute sales girl working the register that I could have some fun with while Mary shopped, not some guy. I sighed in disappointment as he explained in excited detail all about the shirts Mary was browsing. I was beginning to suspect he was gay. No straight guy could possibly be that excited about clothing. Oh well, at least he wouldn't be hitting on Mary. I looked around the store and it was pretty empty save for a beautiful, young woman, pixie slim, with long, blue back hair streaked with bright, purple highlights. I smiled. Guess I was going to have some fun after all. She wore floral print tank top that was cut short enough to expose her flat stomach and pierced belly button. Underneath her short jean skirt, she wore hot pink leggings. The girl held up a top to show an older woman half hidden behind a clothes rack. She was in her mid-30s, attractive, and resembled the younger woman. She was either an older sister or was really young when she had her daughter.
"Hey," I told the store clerk. "Go close the security gate and then assist Mary with her shopping. Ignore the fucking going on in the back of the store."
"Oh, absolutely, sir,"
he said and sauntered off. Mary glanced back at the young woman, her eyes lighting up.
"She's cute,"
Mary slapped my ass.
"Give her a good ride, stallion."
God, I loved Mary. I kissed her before I threaded my way to the back of the store. Behind me, the security gate closed with a clanging rattle. The two women looked at the closing gate in alarm.
"It's okay,"
I told them, smiling pleasantly.
"You can keep shopping. What's going on?"
the woman asked, putting a protective arm around the young woman. The older woman was as beautiful as the younger, a lush maturity contrasting with youthful innocence. She dressed in a loose flowing, white sundress covered in sunflowers. The dress fell to mid-thigh and was cut low to show off her abundant cleavage. She was at least a cup size larger than the younger woman.
"I'm an inspector,"
I lied.
"And we just need some privacy. Nothing to be frightened about."
Both women relaxed.
"I'm Mark."
"I'm Laura,"
the woman in the sundress said.
"And this is my daughter, Melody."
"Hi,"
Melody greeted in a chipper voice.
"Today's my birthday. I turned 18.
"How sweet,"
I said.
"Well, I think I have a birthday present for you."
Her eyes widened in excitement.
"Free clothes,"
she shrieked, and threw her arms around me in a hug. Her body was warm and firm against me, her small breasts pressing softly into my chest. She smelled of lilac. It was nice for the brief moment it lasted, then the gal moved away, blushing in embarrassment.
"I need to inspect both of your bodies because I'm a female body inspector,"
I said, using the lamest line I had ever seen on a t-shirt.
"And I need you both to cooperate 100%. So, Laura, I need to see your breasts."
Laura nodded and pulled her sundress over her head. She wore a lacy, red bra and matching red, transparent panties.
"Damn, Mom, what's with the sexy underwear? You and Tony going to get frisky tonight?"
Melody asked with a sly grin.
"On my birthday? Maybe,"
Laura quipped.
"You were going out with your friends, right?"
I noticed the wedding band on Laura's finger.
"You call your dad, Tony?"
I asked Melody.
"My stepdad,"
Melody scowled.
"He's all right."
Laura reached behind her back and unhooked her bra. Her tits were large and round, marred only by the tiniest of stretch marks. Her areolas were the largest I had ever seen, as big as a silver dollar.
"Melody, play with your mom's nipples until they're hard."
Melody's slim fingers reached out, caressing her mother's areola, circling the pink flesh as Laura's nipple hardened. Laura sighed softly as her daughter's fingers slid across to the other breast. Melody squeezed her mom's tit, then rubbed her palm across the nipple in slow circles. When she finished, both mother and daughter were flushed with excitement. Melody's nipples pressed hard against her blouse.
"Very nice,"
I smiled.
"Panties next."
Laura shrugged out of her panties. A black, triangular patch of hair grew above the bare lips of her pussy. A gold ring pierced the hood of her clit, glinting sexily.
"Fuck, Mom!"
Melody cursed in surprise.
"When did you get your cunny pierced?"
Laura blushed.
"Well, I had a wild youth,"
she answered delicately.
"And, Tony, he likes to, play with it. Okay, Melody, time to see how you stack up compared to your mother."
Melody grinned impishly.
"I think I stack up very well,"
she boasted. She peeled off her top, revealing a hot pink bra. It quickly followed the shirt to the floor. Her breasts were small, firm, and perky, topped with tiny pink nipples. Next, she kicked off her stylish, black shoes and then wiggled out of her jean skirts. Lastly, she peeled off the pink leggings and a pair of pink panties. Her ass was slim, her legs slender, and her pussy was tight and shaved bare, a hard clit peeking out of its hood.
"You both are very beautiful."
I unbuttoned my pants and pulled out my half-hard dick.
"What do you plan on doing with that?"
Melody asked, eyeing my cock nervously.
"It's your birthday present,"
I told Melody.
"But I need you and your mom to get it ready. So, both of you, start sucking."
Mother and daughter knelt before me. Laura grasped my dick and licked up one side. Melody copied her mom, licking up the other side. My dick hardened. It was so wrong, and hot, to watch a mother and daughter slide their wet tongues up my shaft. They both reached the tip, tongues swirling wetly over the head. They both jumped back when their tongues brushed together about my cock. Don't be scared to kiss, ladies. Both of you have long desired each other. Be courageous and explore your new desires. Their mouths were hot on my cock as they kissed around it. Laura reached out slowly, tenderly, and cupped her daughter's perky tit. Melody moaned as her mother delicately rolled her hard nipple between her fingers. Laura sucked the tip of my dick into her wet and warm mouth, and Melody's mouth moved to kiss her mother's cheek. The girl's pink lips moved lower, down her mother's sloping neck to her breastbone. Laura sucked harder on my cock as her daughter's lips enveloped her hard nipple and she nursed. Are they related? Mary asked. She had several blouses folded over one arm. Behind her, the clerk had even more clothes draped over his arm. Yeah, mother and daughter. I moaned as Laura bobbed her head on my cock. Did you find something you like? Gabe and I have come up with a few outfits. Mary answered. You have fun, hun. I kissed her. I love you, Mare. Even with another woman's mouth on your cock? Mary asked, a mischievous grin playing on her lips. Well, she's sucking my cock pretty well. I said, pretending to consider. Yeah, even with her mouth on my dick. Good. She answered with a smile and kissed me. Come on, Gabe. Mary led the clerk to the changing rooms at the back of the store. I glanced down at the two women, Melody sucking hard at her mother's tit. My eyes followed the lines of her back to her slim ass. I pulled my cock out of Laura's sweet mouth and knelt down behind Melody. Laura threw back her head, moaning and cradling her daughter to her tit. Oh, my sweet child. She moaned. I've missed nursing you. I knelt down behind Melody and gripped her waist, lifting her up so she was on her knees, still sucking at her mom's tit. Here's your birthday present. I moaned and thrust my cock into her wet cunt. She was tight, like a vice, and so fucking warm. Oh, fuck. The teen gasped. Christ, he's bigger than Dylan. He's stretching my cunny so good, mom. So much nicer than my boyfriend. Happy birthday, Melody. Laura purred, stroking her daughter's face. She bent down and captured her daughter's lips in a loving kiss. I got a present for you too, Songbird. Her mom sat on the floor, spreading her legs wide before Melody's face. Laura's cunt was wet, pussy lips spread wide open. Eat mama's cunny! Melody leaned down, pink tongue sliding up her mother's slit as I fucked harder into her tight sheath. Hun, how do I look? Mary asked, stepping out of the changing room wearing a red dress, the skirt cinched just under her breasts to loosely fall about her waist, ending above the knees. The dress had no sleeves or straps, and exposed a fair amount of her freckled bosom. I whistled appreciatively. You look hot! I complimented, still fucking Melody's tight cunt. You look cute, sweetie. Laura moaned. And so do you, Songbird. You look so cute eating your mama bird's cunny. Melody's cunt was so tight and silky. I held off coming as long as I could, wanting to enjoy her tight cunt and watch the slut eat her mother's dripping snatch. Mary came out modeling four more outfits, a pair of tight jeans and a hot pink, button-up blouse, red caprice pants with a white tank top decorated with pink flowers, a pleated, black skirt and blue, transparent shirt with little, black songbirds on it, a black bra visible through the fabric, and a red and white striped pencil skirt paired with a white, gauzy shirt with a V-neckline.
Yes.
Make your mama bird come!
Laura screamed as Mary modeled her outfits.
Oh, fuck!
My baby girl's making me come! And it feels amazing!
Melody drank and slurped her mother's juices down, my thrusts burying her face into her mother's cunt. She seemed to love the taste of her mother's pussy, swallowing and savoring every drop of her mother's nectar like she was dying of thirst.
Wow, mama!
Melody moaned.
That was amazing! Yes, it was, my little songbird!
Laura stroked her daughter's sticky face.
I'm gonna come, mama. Let me hear you sing.
Melody's tight cunt constricted on my cock as she spasmed. Her pussy milked my cock, building the pleasure inside me, drawing me closer and closer to coming. I squeezed her hips, pounding her little pussy furiously, filling the air with slapping flesh.
What did you think?
Mary asked for the sixth time, stepping out and twirling in a black dress, the loose skirt billowing out. I eyed her up and down. The dress had a loose skirt cinched at her waist, then fitted tightly on her torso, clinging to her breasts like a second skin. Short sleeves barely covered her shoulders, and a square-cut neckline that exposed her bosom almost to her areolas, the bodice lifting her breasts up, enhancing them to seem larger and rounder.
God, you're beautiful.
I moaned. I couldn't hold back any longer.
Fuck. Gonna come, Mare. Come in the little slut.
Purred Mary.
Yes.
I groaned, my entire body tensing as that explosive release shot wad after wad of my cum into Melody's tight cunt, three large blasts straight into her womb.
Oh, wow.
She gasped.
I've never had a boy come in my pussy before. That feels amazing.
I pulled out, cum oozing out of her tight hole, and stood up, and walked over to Mary. I threw my arms around her, pulling her to me and kissing her with all the passion that burned inside me. I pushed my tongue into her mouth while my hands slid down her back to grope at her ass through the sleek fabric.
I guess you like it.
Mary panted when we broke our kiss. She glanced down and winced.
Of course, you got cum and that slut's juices all over the front.
So I did.
I grinned.
Gabe, bag up Mary's clothes and find a fresh copy of this dress in her size.
Of course, sir.
Gabe answered with his nasally voice.
Leave out the pencil skirt and the white peasant blouse.
Mary ordered Gabe, who nodded his head in agreement.
Oh fuck, eat my cunny, Mom!
Melody moaned. Mary and I looked over to see Melody on her back, her mother's face buried between her spread legs, digging my cum out of her daughter's pussy with her tongue. Over and over the mother's pink tongue dug through her daughter's tight pussy lips, gathering creamy cunt juices and my thick, white cum. Mary's hand found my cock and she gently stroked it as we watched the incestuous sight. Melody writhed on her back, hands gripping her mother's head as she moaned in ecstasy. My hand slid down Mary's backside and lifted the hem of her dress, sliding underneath. She wasn't wearing panties. I caressed her bare ass before I stuck a finger up her butt. Mary moaned, squeezing my cock harder as she jerked me off.
When Melody comes, you take the mother and I'll have the daughter.
Mary whispered in my ear. She had read my mind and I nodded my head in agreement. Mary Sullivan. Melody panted loudly as her mother vigorously ate her cunt. My own pussy was drenched, aching to rub my cunt on the daughter's and let our clits kiss. After learning the pleasure of that delightful sex act with Joy earlier today, I was rearing to have another go at it.
I'm gonna come. Oh, mommy, you're making my cunny explode.
Melody writhed and flexed as her orgasm rolled over her. Laura licked up her daughter's juices and the last of Mark's cum, before crawling up her daughter's body to kiss her gently on the lips.
Happy birthday, Songbird.
Laura whispered.
Thank you, Mama Bird.
Melody breathed.
That was wonderful.
Then she kissed her mother back. Mark and I walked over to the happy family.
That was real hot, ladies. Mark said. Mare wants to give Melody a present as well.
Melody smiled eagerly up at me, and I grinned back. She was so cute and innocent. Just turned 18, and about to get a lesson in sapphic love. Laura rolled off her daughter, both sweaty and flushed. I pulled my soiled dress up over my head, revealing my pale curves. Melody's eyes drank in my naked form.
Your heart is real cute.
Melody smiled, staring at the heart-shaped patch of auburn pubic hair above my freshly waxed pussy.
Thanks.
I smiled.
I love your belly piercing.
I knelt down and tugged on the silver chain dangling from her belly button. She giggled saucily. Then I crawled atop the young woman. First our breasts kissed and then our mouths. Her tongue was quick and deft as she swirled it around my mouth, and I could taste her mother's tangy passion. I settled my weight on the girl's warm body, her legs spreading, then wrapping around my waist. Our clits kissed, and I rotated my hips, savoring the pleasure tingling through me as our little buds smooched over and over.
Oh shit!
Melody moaned.
Our clits are touching. Oh fuck, that's good. Damn, that's hot watching you trib.
Mark groaned.
I love watching tribbing. Tribbing, is that, what it's called?
I panted.
I discovered it with Joy today. MHHH, squeeze my ass. Don't be afraid to stick a finger in.
Melody's hand clawed at my butt. I bucked my hips hard when Melody's finger slid slowly into my asshole, working her digit hard in and out of me. Next to us, Mark mounted Laura, his temporary filly, her legs spread invitingly open for him. I watched Laura grasp my boyfriend's cock, guided it to her wet cunt. My stallion slid slowly into her cunt, his face contorting as he savored her cunt. Then they were fucking, Laura's hips matching his vigorous rhythm. I kissed at Melody's neck while she worked her finger in and out of my ass. Pleasure churned and I began moaning and panting. Mark looked at me. We smiled at each other, as he rode his filly as hard as I rode mine. I winked at him, then turned and kissed Melody, our tongues exploring each other's mouths, while my hands found her firm tits. I tweaked her hard nipples.
I guess you figured out how two fillies could fuck.
Mark laughed. I broke the kiss and grinned at him, moaning.
I did. And it's so good. How's your filly? She's a spirited ride.
He panted back. Then his hand reached out and caressed mine. A warm, loving feeling spread through me, different from the lust burning in my pussy grinding against Melody's. I interlocked our fingers, holding my stallion's hand as we fucked our fillies hard. His ass pumped and flexed as he pounded Laura's pussy, and I noticed Mark's blue eyes flashing down to stare at my ass as I humped the daughter.
Oh god, this is a great present!
Gasped Melody.
Oh fuck, you're making me come!
Melody wriggled beneath me, fingering my ass harder and kissing at my neck as she came. I captured her lips as my own orgasm shuddered through me. I collapsed on the daughter, our cheeks resting together as we savored our spectacular orgasms, and watched my stallion ravish her mother. Mark's mouth was wrapped around Laura's fat nipple, sucking hard, as she writhed beneath him.
Oh crap!
Laura moaned, her fingernails scratching down my boyfriend's back as she bucked and came beneath him.
Shit!
Mark groaned, then pulled out of her. He hovered over her belly, cock aimed at her large tits, and jerked his drenched cock rapidly. The tip jerked and a jet of white cum sprayed out, landing on Laura's big breasts. A second and a third painted lines of ropey spunk across her breasts and stomach, white cum running thickly down across her belly and the slopes of her tits. It looked yummy. I slid off Melody, and licked my boyfriend's cum off Laura's stomach while Melody cleaned the cum off her mother's tits. I could feel Mark's pleased grin as he watched me clean his spunk off another woman, and a burst of joy filled me. I lived to make him happy after all. Laura pulled her daughter into her embrace, and kissed her cum-stained lips.
Thanks, Mom.
Melody gushed.
This has been the best birthday ever.
Laura smiled and kissed her daughter's inviting lips again.
We definitely have to do this again.
Clothes were found and everyone dressed. Mark and I took turns kissing the mother and daughter. I pulled on my cute red and white striped skirt and the gorgeous white peasant blouse,
posing for my boyfriend like a supermodel, shoulder cocked, hand on hip, a sexy look on my face. He whistled.
You look gorgeous, Mare.
And whipped out his smartphone and snapped a few pics of me. I beamed at him. Mark pulled me to him and kissed me on the lips, then wrapped his arm around my waist, and I returned the favor, resting my head on his shoulder, and we walked to the front register where Gabe had my clothes all bagged. On Mark's orders, the security gate came up. My boyfriend was amazing, but how did he get people to do whatever he wanted? Did it have to do with that book he was reading last night? The one on hoodoo. Gabe. Mark ordered as we walked out the store.
Give Melody an outfit for free. It's her birthday, after all.
Gabe answered in his nasally, effeminate voice.
Of course, sir. There's this charming blue chambray dress with white songbirds that's just to die for. Girlfriend, you will look absolutely stunning in it, he said, leading Melody towards a rack of dresses. You want to get lunch?
Mark asked me. I'm famished after so much fucking.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fucking. My stomach gave a rumble and Mark laughed. I couldn't giggling.
I worked up an appetite.
Sister Theodora Miriam Phoenix, Arizona.
Tex will just love you.
Idell smiled, stroking my blonde hair. My head lay on her lap, turned to the television. She was watching an insipid soap opera, Legal Love, and gasped and cooed at every obvious twist. My throat ached, my mouth parched, and all I could taste was dish soap and wet towel. Any moisture my mouth produced was instantly absorbed by my gag. My hands tingled, the rope binding them behind my back was cutting off the blood flow. And my bladder was full. I had to pee so bad, which wasn't fair since my mouth was dying for a drink. How could I have to pee at all? He's the best man in the world. Idell prattled on.
He'll love you, and you'll love him. How could you not? He's so handsome. What a hunky body. And his cock. It's huge. Your pussy will never want another cock. Just ask Mabel. She ditched her husband for Tex's rod.
Tex was a warlock. A sad sack that had made a deal with the adversary, selling his soul for 3 wishes. Tex had used his wishes to gain the power to control people and to make him and his wife Natalie have the perfect bodies, his handsome and rugged, hers beautiful and curvy. Now Tex was collecting a harem of women, like Idell, chaining their souls with his powers and deluding them into thinking they loved him. And I had tried to free them. It hadn't gone well. I didn't count on Natalie being a regular human instead of one of Tex's thralls. She captured me, molested me, and tied me up. If I could only get this darn gag out of my mouth and speak, I could turn the tides against them. Until then, I had to bide my time. The soap opera suddenly cut out, replaced by breaking news written in flashing, blue and red text. Then there was a shot of the local news anchors, a big-tit Hispanic gal that wore a low-cut blouse, showing off her primary assets effectively, and a clean-cut white guy, broad-shouldered, with chiseled features.
We have breaking news out of the Pacific Northwest, the female anchor announced. A strange gas was released in a bibest in South Hill, Washington State. The shoppers received more than they bargained for as the gas caused some strange behavior.
I knew South Hill. I used to live in Parkland just a few miles west of there. They took off all their clothes, the male anchor continued, and engaged in inappropriate behavior in the store. The footage cut to a woman being interviewed outside the bibest. Behind her, firemen and cops were leading stumbling men and women out, draped in yellow blankets, to waiting ambulances. I walked into the bibest and it was full of naked people. The woman being interviewed stated, her voice rushed, excited to be on TV.
It was horrifying. There were people bleeping everywhere. Men bleeping women. Women bleeping men. And each other. It was a bleeping orgy. Authorities report over 30 people had to be taken to local hospitals to be examined, the male anchor said when they cut back to the studio. They are expected to make a full recovery. The source of the gas has not been discovered, the female anchor continued. Authorities have not ruled out the possibility of a terrorist attack.
That wasn't a terrorist attack. No gas made people strip naked and start fucking. Another warlock was active. Based on the orgy, it was some sad, lonely guy who had never had sex before and was playing out his juvenile fantasies. I expected that the ecstasy would soon fall onto Sister Louise, the only other nun in North America, and she'd set off to fight this other warlock. Hopefully it would go better for her than my mission had. Chapter 3. I can't believe what a slut I was at work today. But what I did was nothing compared to the naughty acts Lillian committed. Facebook post by Ann Myers. Mark Glasner, South Hill, Washington. Arm in arm with Mary, we headed to the food court to purchase lunch. A few words to the workers, and they were more than happy to give us our food for free. Mary grabbed a large plate of pasta and a slice of pizza from Sparrow's while I hit up the Chinese buffet, getting chow mein, orange chicken, sweet and sour pork and some egg rolls to share with Mary. My stomach rumbled as I sat down, and Mary eyed my overflowing plate.
You are hungry. Well, I've only had pussy to eat today.
I grinned.
And while tasty, it's not very filling. Just a few minutes after eating some tasty cunt, I'm hungry for more.
She laughed, sweet and lovely.
You are a horny stallion. How do you have so much stamina?
I laughed.
That's one of my many secrets. Did you cast a spell?
She eagerly asked.
I bet that book had some hoodoo spell in it. I'm sure there's an episode of Supernatural that's about that. Right, you like that show. Two hot guys fighting evil.
She blushed.
What isn't to like?
So you're into all that supernatural stuff?
Vampires and werewolves and Twilight?
Yeah, but for TV shows I prefer cop shows.
Really?
The best are Castle and Bones, so quirky and funny while having interesting murders to solve.
Yeah, Bones is alright.
I nodded. It's the one with the guy from Angel, right?
She smiled again.
Yeah. Did you watch Angel?
No.
I was into Buffy for a while.
I grinned.
Beautiful blonde in tight clothing and jumping around. I loved watching those boobs bounce.
She giggled.
That's my horny stallion. I'm more into the sci-fi.
I admitted.
Stargate, Star Trek, and Babylon 5, of course.
Babylon what?
She asked around a mouthful of pasta. Only the greatest sci-fi show ever. My inner fanboy was showing. It's like a novel in TV form. There is foreshadowing in season 1 that doesn't pay off into season 5.
Brilliant show.
Wow. We'll have to watch that sometime.
You'd like that?
I asked her.
I want to share something you're passionate about.
She smiled.
Besides sex, of course.
Though I like sharing that too.
So what's your favorite TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
She answered without hesitation.
The doctor show?
She looked at me.
You've never watched it?
Oh my god. It's so amazing. Drama and romance and hunky doctors. We'll definitely have to watch it together.
Sure. I said without thinking.
I blinked, realizing what I had agreed to. I had no interest in watching the show, yet the thought of curling up on the couch, cuddling with Mary, and watching something she loved didn't sound bad. In fact, it kinda sounded nice.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to watch it together.
I said, reaching across and squeezing her hand. She flashed me that dazzling smile. I would do anything to see that smile.
So, you're into the occult?
She asked between bites of her pizza slice.
Not really.
I shrugged.
I'm more into fantasy.
Ooh, like Twilight? She asked, her green eyes lighting up again.
I'm Team Jacob.
Yeah, you told me that last night. Maybe I should reconsider this relationship if he likes Twilight.
Oh no.
She gasped, her eyes widening, then they narrowed.
You're just joking, right?
I can hate Twilight for you. The pain fear made me feel guilty. I had ordered her to only want to make me happy.
No.
I told her, smiling.
It was a bad joke.
You can like Twilight. I'd love you no matter what. Her relieved smile was dazzling.
So, what kind of fantasy do you like?
Real fantasy. Tolkien and Howard awesome.
Oh, that stuff good too.
I kinda read some of that stuff after Twilight. I didn't think books with monsters and stuff was interesting before.
She shrugged.
But now I read all sorts.
Yeah, like what?
Brandon Sanderson. She said.
He's great.
And, Song of Ice and Fire.
I blinked.
Are you one of the TV show people?
She shook her head.
I've never watched it.
No HBO.
So you read it, huh?
Yeah.
I do.
So, you're down with our plus L equals J?
She asked.
It's so obvious.
I grinned, and to my amazement, I spent time talking theories of one of my favorite book series with a girl. A cute girl with a beautiful smile, a freckled face, and the most beautiful, emerald eyes. She knew her stuff, and told me a theory I had never even heard of, and it almost made me rethink the entire series. I glanced at my cell phone, surprised that we just spent an hour talking about Song of Ice and Fire theories.
Wow.
I smiled, holding up my phone.
Is it that late?
She leaned over and gave me a kiss on the lips.
Come on, we have more shopping to do.
I grabbed the bags, and we put our arms around the other's waist. As we walked through the mall, we passed Goth Topic and my eye caught a slutty sailor dress on display. It was blue and white with red bows, low-cut bodice, and a short, ruffled skirt. I bet Mary would look so hot in that dress. She saw what I was looking at and smiled.
You like that dress?
Mary asked. I nodded.
She gave a throaty laugh.
Okay, I have an idea. I'll go in and pick up some of naughty clothing as a surprise for you. And that sailor dress. While you amuse yourself?
How?
I asked, curious. There was a naughty twinkle in her eye. She pointed to the two salesgirls lounging at the register. One was a blonde with short hair, wearing a pink plaid, very short, Catholic schoolgirl skirt, a white corset with black lacings, and knee-high, white socks. The other girl was behind the counter and wore a red corset, laced up the front, the bodice pushing up her tits. Her hair was black, with blue and purple streaks, gathered in twin pigtails. Both girls had black lipstick and multiple piercings dotting their lips, noses, and eyebrows. If you stood behind the girl at the cash register, I bet you could be fucking her and no one could tell. Just lift up her skirt and bury your cock inside. Mary whispered. That should keep you busy while the blonde helps me find some outfits. What if she doesn't have a skirt? I asked, straining to look.
Then fuck the blonde.
Mary answered, shaking her head at me, amazed I could be so stupid. But I bet you she's wearing a skirt, and she's tall enough for this to work.
I love your idea.
Of course you do. Mary answered.
What guy wouldn't?
Gabe. I quipped, remembering the gay clerk from Navy Republic. Mary giggled.
Fine, what straight guy wouldn't like my idea?
Lillian Franks.
Ugh, I can't wait to get off.
I moaned to Anne.
Do you have plans, Lillian?
My blonde coworker asked, pretending to straighten the little display of cute, gothy keychains before the cash register and the off chance our boss showed up.
I do.
I grinned.
There's this club down in Tacoma me and a girlfriend are going to.
What's it called?
and asked. Is it hot? The hottest lesbian club in town.
I nodded. The Clam Diver.
Oh, a lesbian club. And sighed. You know I go for guys. But girls are fun too. I pointed out. I seem to recall quite a fun time on your couch before your roommate walked in and yelled at us.
Yeah, Jessie can be a bit of a prude.
And shrugged. But she pays her rent and cleans the apartment. A couple walked in, a tall guy with dark hair, a little heavy set, and a cute redhead clinging to him. I straightened up as and greeted in her smoky voice.
Welcome to Goth Topic.
The man looked behind the counter, his blue eyes lighting up with interest as he saw the short, black skirt I wore with a lacy hem and the black, thigh-high fishnets that covered my pale legs. His eyes told me everything. He thought I was dressed like a slut. It wasn't far from the truth, and I put on a big smile. He was a little handsome, and those eyes, I could gaze into them all day.
Hi, I'm Mark and this is Mary.
He said in a friendly manner, his words seemed to stir something in my soul.
What are you two beautiful ladies' names?
I'm Lillian.
I answered immediately, wanting to obey this guy.
And this is Anne.
And I want you to help Mary with her shopping.
He ordered my co-worker.
Do whatever she wants, no matter how strange.
Of course.
Anne answered, smiling with her pierced lips. She took Mary's hand and led her deeper into the store. A naughty image of Anne on her knees, her face buried between the redhead's thighs, flashed through my head. I needed to stop watching so much porn. Mark turned to me, and I licked my black lips.
You are going to let me fuck you.
Absolutely.
I purred, my pussy instantly becoming wet. That voice was so commanding. I would do anything for this guy.
Anything. We're going to fuck right here.
He told me.
I'll be behind you and if anyone asks, I'm training you.
I licked my lips excitedly as he walked behind the counter.
Take off your panties.
Yes, sir.
I cooed, reaching under my skirt and pulled down a pair of black, ruffled panties. I stepped out of them and he snatched them out of my hand and held them to his face, taking a deep sniff, then he stuffed them into his pants pocket. This guy was something else. I had never met someone so confident. Pussy juices leaked down my thighs. He unzipped his fly and whipped out his hard cock, moving behind me. I couldn't wait to feel that plunging in and out of my naughty snatch. I shivered when he lifted my skirt up, his cock nudging my ass cheeks as he pressed between my legs, then slid against my thighs.
Fuck me.
I hissed.
I need it so bad.
He found my hot, wet hole. We both groaned as he slowly slid into my warm depths, and I squeezed my cunt about his cock. He bottomed out inside, pressing against my womb. I breathed in deeply, wiggling my hips as pleasure burst through me. Then he fucked me. He only used short, slow strokes, barely pulling any of his cock out before sliding back in. This was so hot. Outside the store, dozens of people streamed past the entrance, unaware that we were fucking just 15 feet away. This was the greatest day of my life. I loved exhibitionism, but never had I dared it in such a public place. Sure, I had let a gal finger me on the dance floor, or a guy work his cock inside me in a bathroom, but this. This was heaven. I savored Mark's cock buried in my juicy cunt as he slowly fucked me, and a tiny orgasm trembled through me as I watched all the people stream by. I was so naughty. I couldn't believe I was this slutty, but I loved it. Mark kept fucking me, and another little cum surged through me. A pair of giggling, young women, maybe 18 or 19, stumbled into the store. He stopped fucking me, resting heel deep inside my cunt. I was breathing heavily and feeling naughty. I squeezed and relaxed my cunt on his cock.
This is so cute.
One of the young women exclaimed, holding up a necklace. Then she immediately walked up to the counter.
I have to get this, like now. OMG, it's so cute.
I didn't know if the necklace was cute, but she definitely was in that low-cut blouse showing off a pair of small tits. She rested her arms on the counter, and I could see straight down her blouse. She wasn't wearing a bra and I caught a flash of pink nipple as she shifted. Mark gave a soft grunt, and then he flooded my pussy with his cum. I gasped, another orgasm trembling through me as the young woman babbled on about the necklace. I struggled to keep my pleasure hidden, fighting to moan as loud as possible and throw back my head and just let the pleasure take me away.
Are you all right?
The customer asked, giving me a quizzical look.
Does she know?
I hope so.
Another wonderful surge of pleasure rippled through me.
Just fine.
I answered as another jet of semen flooded my cunt. Then I grinned.
I ate a really big sausage and it just filled me up.
I clenched my cunt hard on his dick, wiggling my hips.
Okay.
The woman muttered, handing me a 20. I fumbled with the register, trying to not let out the explosive moan as another delightful cum filled me up, pleasure trembling through my body. I had never orgasmed so much in such a short time. This was the hottest sex I had ever had. The woman and her friend left. Mark started fucking me again. His cock never softened. What an amazing man.
Fuck, that was hot.
He grunted.
Uh-huh.
I gasped. Allison Hertz. I stepped off the bus dressed in my favorite t-shirt. The bus driver sure appreciated it, staring at me in his passenger mirror at every chance he could. I preened for him, thrusting my tits out. The shirt was pink, and far too small for me, molding around my braless tits. My nipples, each pierced by silver barbells, dimpled the front, and the words,
Daddy's little girl,
were printed across my tits. Only girl was crossed out and slut was written above it. It went well with the skirt made of shredded wisps of purple and white fabric. I was at one of my favorite places in the world, the South Hill Mall. I loved to troll around,
shopping for clothes or makeup or lovers. Especially lovers. I had probably been fucked in every bathroom stall in the entire mall, department stores included. I was always on the prowl for a hot guy or cute girl to seduce and have a good time with. Because we're sluts, my subconscious desire whispered. It's all we're good for. I grinned, nodding my head and toying with a lock of my bubblegum pink hair. Not my natural hair color, but it was so much more interesting dyed pink than the old, light brown. I strolled across the parking lot, my tits bouncing and my hips rolling, and I loved all the guys, and a few gals, checking me out. The mall's air conditioning washed over me like a cool curtain. I took a leisurely stroll down the mall, gazing at cute outfits in the windows, the adorable cell phone covers at this kiosk, and I had to go into the shoe store, the ladies' slipper, to try on the cutest pair of pumps. Too bad I couldn't afford them, but that didn't stop me from testing them out. It was fun letting the shopgirl see that I wasn't wearing panties. Her eyes widened, she blushed, and quickly looked down. But her eyes kept glancing up, and I was a little interested. She was cute, with her brown hair bobbed short, and a freckled nose gracing her round face. If I didn't find a better prospect to be my lover, then teaching this bi-curious gal how to lick pussy would be pretty fun. After a few minutes of living the fantasy with those pumps, I returned to reality, and headed back into the mall. I strolled near Goth Topic, and that was a place where you could always get a very friendly service, and a hot outfit. A cute, goth girl stood at the register, and a man was behind her. I frowned. He didn't fit in, wearing a plain t-shirt, and it looked like he was rubbing himself against the shopgirl. Her cheeks were flushed, and she gripped the counter. "They're fucking," my subconscious whispered excitedly. "Now doesn't that look like some naughty fun to join in on?" Yes, it did. I walked into the store. Chapter 4. I wept as I made the final pilgrimage through the South Hill Mall, stopping last at Goth Topic. Tomorrow, this holy site would be torn down. My anger at Lilith reached its crest. That demon had a lot to answer for. Excerpt from the Journal of High Priestess Daisy Cunningham. Mark Glasner. I was balls deep in Lillian's cunt when this stunningly beautiful, slutty young woman sauntered in. She walked with the confidence of a woman that knew how gorgeous she was and loved the effect it had on everyone in the room. Her hair was dyed bubblegum pink, her skirt was made of shredded wisps of purple and white fabric that barely covered her ass, and a tight t-shirt that fit tight across her tits, and it was quite clear her ample breasts were not supported by a bra. Her nipples were hard, clearly outlined in the thin material of her shirt. There were dimples on either side of her nipples. It took me a moment to realize that they were pierced. The shirt was pink and had "Daddy's little girl" written across her breasts. Only the word "girl" was cross out and underneath was written "slut." She was a slutty vision of beauty. Lillian gasped and jerked her hand up from below the counter. She had been fingering her clit. The pink-haired girl noticed the motion and smiled wickedly, winking at Lillian, clearly not fooled. She sauntered over to the counter and breathed in deeply. We reeked of pussy juices and cum. The pink-haired girl's smile was naughty and knowing.
"Whatcha doing?"
she purred. "Tea training," Lillian stammered, trying to sound normal.
"Slut training?"
the girl asked with a smirk.
"Oh yeah?"
Lillian moaned, her pussy squeezing down on my cock.
"I'm such a whore."
The jig was up, so I began to fuck her hard, letting the new woman see exactly what I was doing. The smile grew on the pink-haired girl, spurring me to really pound Lillian's cunt. The goth slut gasped and moaned, tossing back her head, then slipped her hand between her legs. The pink-haired girl stopped Lillian, grabbing her hand.
"Let me help."
The slutty woman's hand disappeared under Lillian's skirt. Her fingers caressed my cock as it plunged into Lillian's cunt before she frigged Lillian's clit. Lillian gasped, and her cunt rapidly constricted on my cock as she came.
"Fuck,"
Lillian moaned.
"I was so horny I came when you touched me."
The girl laughed and licked Lillian's juices off her fingers.
"What a fucking slut."
My balls were about to boil over, and I drove harder and harder into Lillian, desperate to come again. I grunted, my body tensing, and then my dick erupted and I shot a second load of cum while the pink-haired slut continued licking her fingers clean, like a cat savoring a bowl of cream.
"Fuck,"
I groaned, breathing heavily on Lillian's neck. The teenager ran her pink tongue over her full lips slowly. A silver stud pierced her tongue.
"How's her training? Did she live up to your expectations?"
"She's a natural," I groaned, as Lillian started to gently squeeze her cunt on my cock again.
"She really strives to please, which is important in customer service."
From the back of the store I heard a muffled moan, and wondered what Mary and Anne were getting up to. Probably Anne's tongue in Mary's cunt. The slut giggled, a wicked, trilling laugh.
"I've always wanted to work at Goth Topic. Can you give me some training?"
Holy shit. This girl was going to let me fuck her without me having to make her.
Fuck, I couldn't believe it.
I was so excited, and Lillian's cunt felt so warm and tight as she massaged my cock with her pussy walls. My balls went into overdrive. I shot a third load of cum up inside her.
"Absolutely,"
I panted.
"Just have to interview you first."
"Oh, of course," she nodded seriously.
"What's your name? And how old are you?"
"Allison Hertz, and I'm almost 19.
"Well, Allison, take off your panties and let me see what kind of pussy I'll be working with." "I'm not wearing panties,"
Allison confided, lifting up the front of her skirt. Her pussy was shaved smooth, her slit tight, and juices glistened on her lips. Tattooed above her pussy was,
"Come on in,"
with a little, red arrow pointing at her clit.
"Where'd you get that?"
I asked.
"The tattoo artist looks like a master. Right here in the mall."
Allison purred,
licking her lips suggestively. After he finished, I let the tattoo artist come on in, and he was more than happy to give me the tat for free.
And those nipple piercing? Did your piercer come on in too?
She shook her head. I had to lick her tight pussy to get those.
Fuck me.
She was a pervert's wet dream.
Well, you're hired,
I told her. Allison walked behind the counter and pulled up the back of her skirt to expose a perky ass. I pulled out of Lillian's cunt and moved behind Allison. I had to bend a little lower, but I stuffed my cock up into Allison's tight cunt. Lillian was between us and the entrance, blocking us from view, allowing me to fuck the pink-haired, almost 19-year-old slut hard and fast.
Fuck that whore,
Lillian urged, lifting her black skirt with one hand and playing with her messy pussy with the other. Lillian brought her stained fingers to her lips. Allison slid her hand between the salesgirl's legs and shoved two fingers up Lillian's cunt.
You naughty slut,
moaned Lillian.
That feels so nice. And you feel so wet,
Allison whispered, then leaned over and kissed Lillian.
Oh god, fuck me stud,
the pink-haired slut hissed when she finished kissing Lillian.
I'm close to coming.
I fucked her harder, her cunt spasming pleasantly on my dick as she came loudly, drawing the attention of passing mall shopper, a middle-aged woman dressed in a conservative, cloud blue pantsuit. A nasty look sneered across her face. As the woman entered the store, a nasty thought popped into my mind. I pulled my cock slowly out of Allison's cunt, trying to move as little as possible, then I slid my wet dick between the cheeks of her ass and slowly pushed it into her asshole. Allison stiffened and gasped, then giggled.
What a bad man. That is nice. Are you okay, dear?
The woman asked, eyeing the flushed teenager as my dick slid deeper and deeper.
I'm just fine,
Allison panted.
Just being trained. It's my first day.
The woman peered suspiciously at us as my cock bottomed out in her tight, hot asshole. Allison squirmed a bit, trying to get used to my shaft invading her ass.
Are you sure, sweetheart? Oh, yes.
Allison gasped as I slowly withdrew my dick, then pressed it forward, savoring the feel of her hot, velvety ass.
He's an amazing trainer. Right, Lillian?
Lillian licked her lips.
Oh, yes.
He comes here all the time. To make sure we're well trained. This conversation was too much for me, and I came in Allison's ass, grunting in pleasure, and burying into the slut's ass. My entire body trembled, and a second, louder groan escaped my lips as Allison's ass milked another blast of cum out of my cock.
You three are some disgusting deviants,
the woman shrilled.
I'm going to get mall security.
No, you're not,
I ordered her.
You're going to come back her and suck my cum out of Allison's ass for being such a nosy bitch. And don't stop eating her asshole until she comes. The woman, looking completely confused and ashamed, walked behind the counter and dropped to her knees behind Allison. She lifted the slut's skirt, spread her ass cheek, and exposed a brown, winking hole dripping with white semen. The woman gingerly placed her lips on Allison's asshole and sucked.
Oh, fuck.
Allison moaned.
You are one nasty guy. That's it. Lick my ass, bitch. Suck out all his cum. Oh, yes. I'm going to come on your bitchy lips.
My cock was dirty from Allison's ass, so I lifted Lillian's skirt. Her wet pussy would clean it up, and I shoved my dick into her sloppy pussy, fucking her slowly. I looked over at Allison and asked,
You ever wanted to be a sex slave? Oh, yes.
She panted.
I love it when a guy takes charge. And you, oh my god, you are amazing. Please, let me be your slave.
Why, I am not surprised you found another girl to amuse yourself with, Mary said as she walked up, trailed by a thoroughly disheveled N. The salesgirl's lips were smeared with Mary's pussy juices and she carried several bags of clothes.
This is Allison,
I told her as Lillian moaned on my cock.
Allison, this is my girlfriend Mary. Oh, nice to meet you,
Allison gasped.
Allison is going to be our sex slave from now on,
I told Mary. She arched an eyebrow at me.
Allison, you'll do anything, no matter how filthy or depraved, that me or Mary tell you to do. Oh, absolutely,
Allison gushed.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you, master.
Thank you, mistress. I'll be the best slut slave ever.
Well, she definitely dressed for it, Mary said, reading the words printed on Allison's shirt.
And, who is eating out her ass?
Some prudish bitch.
She's going to pay for your clothes, right?
There was a muffled yes from between Allison's perky cheeks. I leaned down to grab the prudish bitch's purse, trying not to pull out of Lillian. I almost fell over, and my dick sadly slipped out of her warm cunt. I grabbed the purse and shoved my cock back inside the salesgirl's pussy. I opened it up and pulled out her wallet. I found a credit card and handed it to Lillian so she could ring up the purchase. I found about $100 in cash and pocketed that, and threw her purse on the floor. Lillian fumbled at the register, having trouble concentrating as I fucked her harder.
Eat my ass,
Allison moaned.
Oh, fuck yeah. Tongue it, you nasty bitch. I'm gonna come on your prudish lips. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes.
With a shriek, Allison came, writhing and swaying. The prudish bitch, fulfilling my commands to the letter, grabbed her purse and fled the store, almost tripping in her haste to escape. I laughed as I watched that uptight bitch scurry off, her face smeared with my cum dirted by Allison's ass. The depravity of it went straight to my balls. My body tensed. I buried into Lillian's cunt and emptied one last load into her. Mary giggled at me, and leaned over and gave me a kiss.
Nice cum?
Yeah.
I smiled, pulling my cock out of Lillian's wet and dripping cunt.
Slut, clean your master's dick.
Mary ordered, snapping her fingers at Allison.
Yes, mistress.
Allison moaned, and dropped to her knees, and licked all the pussy juices off my cock. Then she tucked my dick into my pants, zipped me up, and looked up at me, her eyes pleading with me.
I stroked her pink hair.
You did good, slut. Tension melted out of her, and her smile was almost as beautiful as Mary's.
Grab our bags, slut.
Mary ordered. Allison leaped to obey.
And walk behind us.
Yes, mistress. I wondered what other fun we were going to get up to at the mall today.
Lillian Franks.
I watched enviously as Allison trailed after Mark and Mary like a slutty puppy. Part of me wanted to go with her and be their sex slave. I could only imagine all the fun we'd get into. I wanted to ask, but if he had really wanted me, he would have said so.
That was wild.
And breathed, her face smeared with pussy juices.
Lean over.
I told her. She did, and I kissed her, tasting Mary's cunt sweet and spicy. I can't believe I went down on a customer in the changing room.
And giggled.
But she tasted great.
You should have been out here.
I smiled. He must have pumped 4 loads of cum into my pussy. Good thing I remembered to take the pill this morning.
You slut.
And giggled.
They are a wild pair.
He's so commanding. There's something special about him.
Yeah.
I nodded. I bet we'll be hearing all about him. I just hope they come back.
And sighed.
I would let him do anything to me.
Me too.
I sighed.
Allison's one lucky slut.
And nodded.
So you're going to that club tonight?
I laughed.
Are you more into women now?
Mary was very persuasive.
Chapter 5.
After the living God unleashed his message of love upon the Best Buy, he and his goddess set their sights upon the repressed South Hill Mall. There they spread their message to all who were receptive. Aurora numbered among those that heard their holy words and took to heart their lessons. First Book of Vivian 4:35-36.
Mark Glasner.
Mary directed us through the mall, our new sex slave, Allison, trailing behind us.
You seem to be taking to the slave thing well.
I told Mary.
Well, Shannon, my older sister, used to like to boss me and Missy around.
Mary explained.
And I hated it.
Revenge by proxy then?
Mary nodded.
Why not the real thing then?
Say the word, and Shannon could be your very own slave.
Mary blushed.
My own sister.
She whispered, mortified.
Or not, I'm more than happy with Allison.
Mary bit her lip.
You wouldn't ever, you know, mess with my sisters.
I hesitated. Watching sisters would be so hot, and I could only imagine how beautiful Mary's two sisters were. But I could tell she wasn't comfortable with it.
Only with your permission.
I promise.
She smiled gratefully.
Thank you.
Mary led us to the secret treasure and I grinned at her, loving that naughty gleam in her green eyes as we walked into the lingerie store.
I want to put on a modeling show for you.
Mary giggled as we entered the store.
Slut can help.
I would love to, mistress.
Hi, welcome to the secret treasure.
A young woman, her hair dyed dark blue, smiled.
I'm Aura.
Hi, I'm Mark.
I greeted, my eyes falling down to her large breasts on display in a low-cut lacy blouse.
And this is my girlfriend, Mary.
She's as delicious, Mark.
Mary purred and Aurora frowned.
Well, what can I do for you? Are you working here alone?
No. Heather's with me.
She said Heather's name very loud, almost shouting it, attracting an older woman, lush and beautiful, in her 30s.
Can I help you?
Heather asked, her lovely face framed by strawberry blonde hair. Her eyes were a brilliant blue, setting off her doll's face, and I couldn't help but admire the pair of large, round tits straining her gray blouse.
You will do whatever Mary or I command.
I told them.
No matter how kinky, okay.
Yes, sir.
Purred Aurora, her cheeks going pink.
Heather nodded.
I think we can do that.
Close the store.
Mary ordered.
Then grab that divan and move it over there, facing the changing room.
For the modeling show?
She nodded at me, a naughty smile playing on her lips. Heather and Aurora herded the other customers out. None were as attractive as the two salesgirls, so I didn't expand our fun.
Mary and Allison began browsing the shelves, grabbing wispy clothing and giggling to each other.
The security gate came down, closing the store off, and Heather and Aurora walked over, both a little nervous.
Relax.
I told them, my cock straining my pants.
It'll be okay. We're just going to have some fun.
Okay. Aurora sighed and a smile crossed her face.
I think we have found some sexy outfits.
Mary giggled.
Sit on the divan, Mark.
And you too.
She pointed at the salesgirls.
Give him a sexy striptease.
Yes, miss.
Heather nodded as Mary and Allison disappeared into the changing rooms. I sat on the divan and smiled at the two women as they swayed and danced before me. There was no music for them to strip to, and both women were obviously novices at performing a striptease, but their beautiful asses Aurora's in a tight pair of jeans, a red, whale-tail thong peeking out the back, and Heather in a tight, black miniskirt waving in my face made up for a lot.
You wanna see our tits?
Purred Heather.
Hell yeah!
I grinned, rubbing my crotch. They turned around, their hips swaying, and pulled their tops over their heads in unison. Heather wore no bra, and her heavy tits bounced out, her right nipple pierced by a gold ring. Her nipples were dark, set in the center of wide areolas.
You like my tits, baby?
She purred, pinching her left nipple.
Yeah.
I smiled, and reached out and tugged on her piercing. She cooed, her blue eye squeezing shut.
How about mine?
Asked Aurora. She wore a strapless bra that barely covered her areolas and pushed up her large breasts. She reached behind her, and her bra fell away, revealing a pair of large, fleshy tits. She walked forward, bending down, and rubbed them on my face. She smelled of lavender and rose, and I sucked a brown nipple into my mouth before she danced away.
Tease!
I groaned, and she giggled, flashing me a smile. Heather wiggled her ass in my face, her miniskirt unzipped and sliding down her hips. I wasn't surprised to see she wore no panties, and her cunt was shaved and glistening. What was the point at working in a lingerie shop if you didn't wear any?
All the guys love my ass.
Heather cooed.
I bet they do.
I reached out, goosing her cheek. She giggled, shaking that wonderful butt at me. Aurora had a difficult time getting her jeans off, they were so tight, and Heather had to help her, kneeling down and working those tight pants off her perfect thighs. Her red thong dug into her pussy, exposing a beautiful camel toe. She grinned at me, then whipped off her panties. Her pussy was gorgeous, tight slit and dripping wet.
We are a pair of hot bitches.
Heather purred, pressing her groin into Aurora's ass.
Yes, we are,
giggled Aurora, wiggling her ass into her coworker's groin. Then she smiled at me and asked,
are we making you happy? Are we turning you on? Why don't you pull out my cock and see how hard you've made me?
Sounds fun. Heather purred, her hands sliding up and down on Aurora's stomach. They broke apart and sat on the bench, one on each side of me, and fished my cock out of my pants, stroking it while I took turns making out with each woman. The two women smelled divine and intoxicating. Their hands sent pleasure shivering through me as they fisted my cock. I captured Aurora's nipple between my lips, sucking hard on the nub.
Tada!
Mary announced. I released the nipple to see Mary sauntering out, modeling a white strapless bra with the cups covered in delicate lilac lace and a matching pair of lilac panties also trimmed in lace. Lilac garters held up thigh-high lilac stockings. She walked before us as if she was on a runway, strutting forward then turning to give us all a good look.
Looking hot!
Heather cheered.
Work that ass, girl!
Clapped Aurora.
Goddamn, you are one hot filly!
I moaned, then whistled between my fingers. Mary beamed, turning and posing with her panty-clad ass pointed right at us. Aurora reached out and gave her a light slap right on her plump cheeks. Mary giggled and spun away, her auburn hair flashing about her head. Then Allison stepped out, dressed in a bustier with black lace running up the bodice, matching panties, and sheer, white stockings held up by garters. She strutted before us, a more aggressive and sexually charged walk compared to Mary's more graceful stride.
Dynamite!
Giggled Aurora.
Work those hips. That's it.
She has a pair of tits. Moaned Heather.
And pierced nipple. Naughty slut.
Thank you. Allison purred, shaking her tits at us.
I am a slut, and proud of it. Yes, you are.
Mary smiled and smacked her ass.
Come on, next outfits.
Giggling, Mary and Allison went back into the changing room. My cock ached after their display. I needed satisfaction. So I pushed Heather down to the floor. She sucked my cock into her mouth, warm and wet, her teeth gently caressing my cock's sensitive head. What a whore. I moaned as she bobbed her head on my cock, pleasure rolling through me. Aurora pulled my face to hers and kissed me, her tongue wiggling into my mouth, and I groped her heavy tit, rolling a fat nipple between my fingers. She moaned into my mouth, enjoying the nipple play. Heather popped her mouth off my cock. I want to wrap my babies around your shaft.
My dick glistening with her saliva, Heather piled her big breasts around my cock, sandwiching my dick in their pillowy softness.
Squeezing her tits around my cock, she slid them up and down. Her skin was smooth as silk, and her mouth would kiss the tip on the downstroke, teasing my cock with her wet tongue.
Mary and Allison came out in their next outfits.
Mary wore a matching bra and thong made of gray lace, her dusky areolas peeking out through gaps in the fabric. The thong matched the bra, made of the same wisps of gray lace that barely hid her pussy. She looked so hot that I groaned and shot my cum on Heather's face and tits. Heather gasped in surprise, licking spunk off her lips, then smiled up at me.
Don't just stand there, slut.
Mary barked, slapping Allison's ass hard. Lick up your master's cum off that whore.
Yes, mistress.
Allison moaned, almost flying across the room in her haste to lick my semen off Heather's large breasts and face. She was clad in a black baby doll nightgown, trimmed in pink lace, and a matching pair of transparent panties. Mary smacked Allison's panty-clad ass again.
Good, little sluts always lick their master's cum up immediately. No matter where they find it.
Absolutely, mistress. Allison answered as Mary smacked her ass a third time. Mary returned to the dressing room to change, leaving Allison busy cleaning Heather's face and tits. Allison spent a good deal of time making sure her areolas and nipples were sucked clean of cum, while Aurora lazily stroked my cock.
I loved watching my little slut lick up my spunk.
It's what she was born to do.
What a dirty whore.
Aurora giggled. But she knows how to suck titties. Heather smiled.
You're never going to meet a whore dirtier than me.
Allison purred. My cock quickly hardened, and I waggled my dick at Aurora. She nodded, and the salesgirl slipped down and sucked it into her mouth. I moaned, enjoying her blowjob as Allison moved lower and lower down Heather's body, then buried her face in Heather's pussy. I didn't think any of my cum landed there, but I couldn't complain if Allison wanted to do a thorough job. It was sexy as hell.
Eat my pussy, slut!
Heather gasped.
Oh my god! I haven't had a woman go down on me since college. I see things are progressing.
Mary giggled, stepping out in a sexy, pink baby doll slip. The bodice cupped her breasts in delicate fabric, while sheer, pink silk fell down across her stomach ending at a pair matching, lacy panties. She looked as innocent as a schoolgirl and as sexy as a stripper. She did her runway walk and I whistled at her.
God, you're beautiful. I moaned as Aurora deep-throated my cock.
Thanks. Mary sat down next to me and spread her legs.
Slut, eat my pussy.
Yes, mistress.
Allison panted, pulling away from Heather's cunt. Our slut knelt before my girlfriend and pushed her panties to the side, diving into Mary's wet cunt, eating her pussy out with passion. Heather moaned in disappointment, then furiously masturbated, her fingers flying across her clit.
Eat my pussy, slut!
Mary gasped.
Oh, Mark.
Thank you for keeping her.
She's perfect.
Oh my God!
That tongue stud of hers.
Holy shit! It does wild things to your pussy!
I smiled at her, and stroked her face as we were pleasured by a pair of sluts.
I love you, Mare.
She smiled, leaned to me and we kissed as Aurora blew me and Allison devoured her. My hand found Mary's tit encased in the soft silk of the slip, and rubbed and squeezed. We came together, hugging each other tightly, filling our whores' mouths with our cum and juices.
Oh God!
Mare sighed, resting her head on my shoulder.
I love you.
Some of my jizz had spilled out of Aurora's mouth and Allison wasted no time in licking it off her face, the two sluts' tongues wrapping about each other. Allison purred, her hands exploring Aurora's body. My cock throbbed, still hard.
Do you still need satisfaction?
Mary purred, her fingers stroking my hard cock.
Always from you.
I grinned and pulled Mary onto my lap. Her legs straddled my hips, the soft, cool silk of her panties rubbed on my dick as I captured her lips in a kiss. I stared deep into Mary's emerald eyes as she pulled aside the gusset of her panties and sank her cunt down onto my cock.
I love you.
She moaned again, fucking me slowly.
I love you. I love you. My naughty filly.
I groaned.
Ride your stallion. I love you so much. Yes, yes, yes.
She gasped. I pulled her bodice down, popping a freckled tit out and sucked it greedily into my mouth. I gripped her ass through her silk panties, feeling it flex beneath my fingers as she writhed on my shaft. Her arms cradled my head to her breast, holding me as I suckled on her nipple and areola. I loved it. She was tight and wet, silk ecstasy on my dick. Mary's hips began to move with a faster urgency, her breath coming in low pants. The walls of her cunt were fire on my cock, fanning my desire.
Come with me, Mare.
I whispered, pressing my forehead against hers.
Come with me. Yes, yes.
Mary panted. She was fucking hard and fast now, hips swiftly rotating as she danced on my cock and ground her clit into my groin.
I'm almost there. Oh God, I'm there.
Her cunt clenched about my cock as she sat down, burying me all the way to her womb as she came. Her lips found mine and we kissed and my body tensed, pleasure bursting in my balls, and I spilled my seed deep inside her. For a singular, perfect moment we were one. Mary kissed me, breathing in my soul, as we held each other in the afterglow of our pleasure. On the floor, the other girls moaned and panted as they fucked each other, crying out as they made each other come. They lapped at wet cunts and sucked at hard nipples, exploring every erogenous zone the ladies had. Mary slid off my lap and cuddled up next to me. Her legs were spread, my cum oozing through the silk panties. Allison was on us in seconds, licking the cum off my cock as we dozed on the couch, lazily watching Heather and Aurora slip into a 69 and devoured each other.
I love you.
I whispered to Mary, and kissed her as our slut licked her cunt clean of my cum.
Chapter 6.
The adversary has 1,000 tendrils poking into the soul of mankind, sprouting like weeds. We are merely the gardeners. We cannot stop the weeds from sprouting, we can only rip them from the soil before too much harm is done. Excerpt from the prep book of the Order of Mary Magdalene. Sister Theodora Miriam Phoenix, Arizona. Idell flushed the toilet, then wiped my pussy for me. I was still bound and gagged, but Natalie had saw my fidgeting and didn't want me. Pissing on the couch like a dirty bitch. Just one more humiliation I had to endure to accomplish my mission. The black girl took a firm grip of my bound wrists, and marched me back into the living room. Idell curled up on the couch, pulled my head back down, and resumed stroking my hair like I was her cat. She was a sweet girl, and I tried to remember that she was a warlock's thrall, because I wanted to rip her tongue out. She just would not shut up.
Tex loves it when you just lick the tip of his cock.
She told me.
He has the best cock, did I tell you that?
Yeah. 1,000 times. I screamed into my gag.
I know. You can't wait. Once Tex has you sorted out, we'll be the best of friends. I'll lick your pussy, and you'll lick mine. And we'll come and come, doesn't that sound wonderful?
The door opened. Idell squealed. Tex was home. Thank God. My head slid off her lap as she leaped to her feet and bounced against the couch cushion. I heard a sloppy kiss. The three girls that went with him, Mabel, Paloma, and Kimberly, walked around the couch and all smiled down at me. Mabel grabbed my shoulders and sat me upright.
Aren't you just the prettiest thing?
She smiled.
Are you going to be our new wife?
She had a warm soul. I would see her freed and reunited with her husband.
How was your day?
Natalie asked in the background.
Just fine.
He answered. Their kiss was even sloppier than the one Idell had bestowed.
And how'd yours go?
His voice was surprisingly tender with her.
I have a surprise for you.
Natalie answered, sounding like a loving wife. How could they sound so normal?
I see that.
Another kiss. What did I ever do to land such a wonderful woman like you? Just lucky.
She laughed. It disturbed me how much they loved each other. He was a vile warlock, and yet she seemed fine with all his disgusting behavior. Of course, she didn't seem to have any problems forcing me to eat her pussy. But to hear them sound so normal with each other, I shuddered. If their house wasn't full of naked women that worshipped him, they'd just be a regular couple that had been married for more than a few years, comfortable in their love. It made me sick. If they had that intimacy, why would they need to pollute it with this vileness?
Come on, meet the new girl.
Natalie purred, pulling Tex around the couch. He was muscled like a middle-aged woman's wet dream, combined with a chiseled chin, strong nose, and piercing, brown eyes that almost made me swoon, and I knew what sort of monster he was. I pushed down my lust, and let some of my fear bubble up, shifting on the couch away from him. If I was getting out of this mess, I'd need to play my part perfectly.
Well, well.
Tex mused, eyeing me like a horse breeder examining a broodmare.
Where'd you rustle her up?
She wandered into the house. Natalie shrugged.
Dressed like that.
I didn't ask why, but I did enjoy her pretty mouth.
And?
She sucks a mean pussy. Tex chuckled, then grabbed my hair, hauling me up. I shrieked in pain, muffled by the dish towel, then his strong hands grasped my chin and forced me to look deep into his eyes. They were a deep brown, and so deep that I wanted to get lost in focus, idiot.
That's it, look into my eyes.
He whispered.
You can't look away, can you?
I grunted yes.
You want to do whatever I say. You live only to love me and Natalie and your fellow wives.
I could feel his eyes trying to bore into my soul and chain me with his words, but I was armored by my gift, a golden shield fending off his black commands. He didn't know that. The warlocks never did. So I nodded my head, playing along.
You'll do whatever me or Natal tells you to do without hesitation, because you love us, right?
I grunted.
Uh-huh.
And nodded my head vigorously, trying to make my eyes widen and melt, like a dewy maiden about to be ravished by a strong man.
Good girl.
He smiled, reaching behind my neck and untied the pantyhose.
No need to keep you gagged. You wouldn't scream, right?
I nodded yes.
Because you love me?
Emphatic nod. The gag loosened, then he pulled it out of my lips, wiping my cheek.
There you are. What's your name?
Jana. I answered, my voice hoarse. Raylene, Sally, and Idell all stiffened for a moment, their eyes slackening as I activated their triggers. No one else noticed. Everyone was looking at me.
What a pretty name. Eastern European?
Yes.
Thank you for ungagging me, husband.
I purred, licking my lips.
You're welcome, wife.
He smiled, then gave me a quick peck on the lips. I wanted to shudder.
Let's get you untied and introduce you to everyone.
He reached behind me, untying the rope. I flexed my fingers, getting the blood pumping again and stood up, examining the situation. Natal was nearby, Idell behind her. Mabel and Paloma were moving up, arms outstretched to hug me, while Tex stood back, beaming at his pets.
I'm so wet for you.
I purred, shoving my fingers between my legs and moistening them.
See?
Tex laughed, glancing at his wife.
She's perfect. Shama!
I shouted as I drew the mark on Paloma's forehead. White light flared and the curvy Hispanic woman fell backwards onto the floor, stunned by my prayer. I pivoted, drew on Mabel's forehead, and prayed, light exploding on her forehead. Without a sound, Newt's wife toppled back onto the couch, a dazed look on her face. Tex's head snapped back, his eyes widening in complete bafflement.
Jana, what are you doing?
Get the bitch! Snapped Natalie. Though her tone was firm, her face had paled, and her lips were tight with fear. The only one that obeyed was Kimberly. The other three thralls were under my powers, standing still, and waiting for my commands. Kimberly rushed me, her small breasts bouncing, nipple rings flashing gold. I fell into a combat stance. Unlike in the kitchen, I wasn't caught off guard. My hand flashed out, grasping her outstretched arm, twisting, and knifing my damp fingers at her forehead and drew the mark with a practice flourished.
Shama!
I shouted and she fell with a brilliant flash.
What the fuck are you?
Natalie asked.
And you bitches, why ain't you helping?
Idell, attack Natalie. I commanded.
Sally and Raylene, subdue Texas.
Tex laughed.
You really think my women would have?
Sally and Raylene leaped on him. None of the three thralls under my prayer made a noise. They moved like they were in a trance. Idell's arms wrapped around Natalie's throat and pulled the woman back in a chokehold. The bigted woman flailed her arms and melons as she struggled to escape, while Tex thrashed about, trying to pry Sally and Raylene off of him. He shook his arm, and the Korean thrall fell backwards into a chair. Sally stood up without a sound and threw herself back into the fight. I grabbed the lamp off a nearby end table. It was long, tapered, made of brass, and had a good deal of weight. I walked up to the struggling Tex, drew it up, and slammed it on his head. He staggered back, crashing into a glass cabinet that held a collection of cheesy plates with kittens drawn on them. Glass and porcelain shattered, raining around the large man as he crashed to the floor. Sally and Raylene were on him. He tried to fight, but his limbs were sluggish. Blood leaked from his scalp, staining the carpet, and his brown eyes were dazed. I dropped the lamp, picked up the rope and walked over and tied his feet.
Who are you?
He slurred as I flipped him over.
Sister Theodora Miriam.
I answered and with Sally and Raylene's help, I bound his hands behind his back.
A nun of the Order of Mary Magdalene.
Hands tied, I rolled him back over. He stared up at me.
I don't, what? Who?
I fight raping lowlifes like you and your wife.
I spat and kicked him hard in the side.
Sally, Raylene, help Idel subdue Natalie.
Without a word, they calmly walked over and Tex's wife was quickly overpowered, the thralls binding her with the vacuum cleaner's electric cord. I heaved Tex out of the ruin of the glass case, trying to avoid cutting my feet on the glass. I wasn't so careful with him. He deserved every little cut for what he did to these women.
Please,
Natalie begged.
We'll do anything. We can get you anything.
My husband has powers.
I know.
I smiled. That's why heaven sent me here. Man wasn't meant to possess these unholy abilities. I hauled his pants down, exposing his rather endowed cock. I stroked him, running my thumb over his cock. He responded, hardening beneath my grasp.
I'm going to pleasure your cock, and when you come, I'll exorcise your wishes. You'll be back to the same, pathetic losers you were before you sold your souls.
I relished the look of fear in his eyes.
Please,
he blubbered. I stroked him.
You made your choice, and I am the consequence.
I drew the mark of Cain on his forehead, the focus for my prayer. My hand jerked him faster and I leaned over and whispered in his ear.
These women will remember what you did to them. And the men you've humiliated, the cops you hypnotized, all of them will be free. You'll pay for the crimes you've committed.
I won't come, he declared, thrashing on the floor.
Sally, Raylene, and Idel, help me hold him down.
The thralls obeyed me. The four of us held his thrashing, bound body down. This was taking too long, and the other three thralls would be stirring, waking up from the Shama prayer. They'd be more than willing to help Tex once they were fully conscious. Sighing, I straddled him. I wasn't Sister Louise. She got off on fucking a warlock and watching the fear in his eyes as her pussy brought him closer and closer to coming, but I would do what I had to. And my pussy was the fastest way to get the asshole off. He was thick, and I couldn't help moaning in pleasure. His face twisted, and a groan escaped his lips.
That's right, I purred. My pussy feels amazing. And you're a red-blooded man with the constitution of a 20-year-old. It won't be long before you're spewing in my pussy.
Fight, Tex, moaned Natalie.
Don't let the little hussy win.
He can't fight. I laughed.
He can't keep from coming. It's simple biology. My pussy feels amazing. No man can resist the pleasure of my embrace.
I bounced harder, arching my back. My breasts bounced and jiggled. I ground my clit into his groin and pinched my hard nipples. His cock was thick, stretching my cunt and igniting every last nerve in my sheath. My pleasure was growing. His face was red, and he bit his lip, straining and fighting with every last ounce of strength he had.
Oh yes. Feel how warm and wet I am. You can't resist. Come in me. Surrender your power to me.
No, he groaned.
I won't. You will.
I rotated my hips, bouncing faster and squeezing down with my cunt on the upstroke.
Just let go and flood my pussy.
No, no, no.
Be strong, Tex,
cried Natalie.
You can do it. I believe in you, honey.
Oh, Natalie.
I can't.
She feels too. Oh, fuck. His cum erupted inside me.
Shalock.
I screamed as my own climax erupted inside me. Power rushed out of Tex, red and vile, straight into my body, into my soul, where my golden gift absorbed it, devoured it, and washed it clean. Frank's body rippled. His muscles sagged and ballooned into loose fat. His handsome face grew thick and ruddy, and his hair receded to a bald spot.
No!
He screamed.
Please, no! Give it back! He promised I would have it forever!
He's the prince of lies. I smiled, standing up. Natalie sobbed nearby, no longer the supermodel. Her tits were the same size, but she had swollen into a mass of flesh. A beach whale blubbering on the living room floor.
No. I was perfect.
Why?
Why'd you take this from me? Give it back.
The six former thralls blinked, looking around, and then the horror of had happened fell upon them. The tears filled their eyes, rolling down their cheeks.
I know,
I whispered, pulling Mabel into my arms.
Lord help me, but I know.
Chapter 7.
He was such a polite young man. Even when he was tying me up, I found that I just wanted to trust him and listen to his words. It was those blue eyes, I think. Transcript from the Channel 5 News interview with Patricia Wynn, June 7, 2013. Mary Sullivan, South Hill, Washington. Mark and I exited the secret treasure. Behind us, Allison walked, burdened with my purchases.
So where to next, Mayor?
No offense, Mark, I said, speaking carefully.
But you need some new clothes.
This, I grabbed the fraying hem of his t-shirt,
is a little worn.
My insides clutched, hoping he wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
He smiled and my innards relaxed.
I did say the same about your Starbuzz uniform.
Mark was a good sport as I dragged him down to Bruno, a trendy, men's clothing store, and shoved him into a changing with a bundle of jeans and shirts I had picked out and detailed instructions on what to wear. I waited outside with Allison while he tried them on, eager to see how much better he'd look once he was properly dressed instead of wearing those faded jeans and cheap, plain t-shirts. Allison Wolf whistled when he stepped out. I, however, gave him a critical look. He looked far better in a pair of jeans that fit and were new, and the unbuttoned dress shirt over the dark t-shirt helped to make him look slimmer. He squirmed as I watched him, clearly growing anxious the longer I was silent, and I almost laughed. Mark had spent the morning fucking in plain view of perfect strangers. He swallowed, staring at me as I bit my lip.
This was fun. He was sweating my response. He wanted me to please me, to make me happy. I had found such a great guy. I decided to let him sweat just a minute longer, fighting to keep my face straight. My muscles strained and finally I had to say something.
You look good.
Definitely. Allison answered. Master is looking very handsome. He flushed and let out a great sigh. Turn around. I said. He did and his ass didn't look half bad.
Work it, master.
Cat called Allison, then she whistled again.
That's a great booty, I laughed.
Just a great ass. Feeling mischievous, I gave him a swat. Saucy filly. He gasped and jumped, whirling around to grab at me.
I danced away, giggling as he lunged for me.
You gotta catch me.
I laughed, then stuck my tongue out at him.
I darted between a clothing rack. Mark chased after her. I ran around the racks and doubled back towards the changing rooms.
Mark saw me and cut off my escape.
I had no choice but to turn into the short hallway that led to the store's three changing rooms. It was a dead end and I slowly backed down the hallway as Mark advanced on me. The look of hunger in his eyes brought a pleased smile to my lips. I bumped into the door at the end of the hallway. He grinned in victory, a hungry wolf cornering his prey. He loomed over me, his eyes locked on my heaving bosom. My pussy itched and moistened. I was ready to be feasted on. He leaned in and captured my lips.
You've been bad.
He whispered after the kiss, groping my tit through my blouse, brushing my aching nipple.
Time for your punishment.
I grinned wickedly, reaching behind me to open the changing room door. We almost fell inside. Mark slammed the door shut behind us.
Slut!
I called out.
Do what you have to stop any interruptions.
Yes, mistress, answered Allison. Mark shoved me face first against the wall and pulled my skirt up over my ass. He was so strong and I loved how helpless I felt. I was soaking my wispy, gray panties as his hand stroked my plump ass. Then he ripped them down, leaving them bunched around my knees, and smacked my right ass cheek, burning pain flooding through me.
Harder!
I panted, wanting to please him.
I've been such a bad filly!
The second smack was hard and loud and I savored the pain. I was so bad.
What's going on back here?
Demanded the male voice of the store's clerk.
Nothing.
Allison said in a sultry voice.
Hi, I'm Allison.
Mark smacked my ass a third time and I squealed in delight.
Such a naughty, little filly.
Mark hissed in my ear, stroking my burning butt cheeks. Then he spanked me again.
So naughty!
I moaned. Punish your filly. Doesn't sound like nothing. The man outside the changing room said. Come on out of there.
Allison giggled and cooed flirtatiously.
You have such broad shoulders.
Do you work out?
I love a guy with muscles. The zipper of Mark's jeans rasped down and his hard cock smacked my burning ass over and over.
You feel so hard.
I moaned.
Get out.
Right now. The man ordered.
Hey, wait. What are you doing?
Your muscles are so hard. Allison purred. I just had to touch them. Miss, please stop that. The man pleaded as Mark's hard cock found my wet cunt, sliding up inside me.
I let out a low groan as he fucked me slowly.
I loved it when Mark's cock was buried in my depths, igniting all my nerves.
Do you like my shirt?
Asked Allison. It's the most amazing fabric. Here, feel how soft it is.
What?
Shit. The man gasped in panic.
Aye, fuck.
Nice and soft, right? Allison purred. Allison's clothes rustled and the man gasped out loud.
In a stricken voice, the man complained.
Miss, you got to put your shirt back on. Do you like my piercings? Allison asked. I moaned, picturing our topless slut, those perfect tits each topped by a pink nipple pierced by a silver barbell.
It's okay, you can touch them.
Oh god. The man moaned guiltily.
Fuck, that's nice.
Mark pulled his cock out of my pussy.
Oh, don't stop.
I begged, my pussy clenching around nothing, eager to be filled. You still need to be punished. He hissed. Mark moved his cock up through my crack and pressed against the tight, rosebud of my anus, igniting new nerves.
Oh.
I moaned. Fuck my ass. That'll teach me. His cock lubed by my sweet pussy's juices pushed past my tight sphincter and into my hot depths, his cock stretching me open. I groaned in pain and pleasure, shoving my ass back against Mark, forcing his cock deeper into my bowels.
I loved it.
Fuck my ass. I gasped.
Naughty filly.
He grunted as one of his hands slipped under my blouse to grasp my small breast and hard nipple, while the other slid down to find my wet cunt and throbbing clit. He held me tight and fucked my ass hard, his fingers pleasuring my body. Rapture burned inside me and I moaned loud.
Do you want to see my tattoo?
Allison asked out in the hallway.
Wow.
Breathed the guy.
It's an invitation.
The teen slut hussed. She must have lifted her skirt to show the phrase.
Come on in.
That was tattooed right above her pussy. Beneath the words, a little arrow pointed down to her clit.
I can't.
The guy protested.
Sure you can.
Pussies were made to have cocks come in them.
Yes they were.
And a girl's mouth and asshole. All our holes were made to please Mark.
Shit.
The guy cursed. A door opened and the pair moved into another changing room. Someone bumped into the wall. There was a wet, sloppy sound and Allison cooed.
You're so big.
Am I big? Mark asked. Eh? I said with a shrug, loving to tease him. He smacked my burning ass and I giggled.
You're my stallion. And you feel quite large in my ass right now.
He kissed my neck, pleased with my answer. Joy bubbled inside me, and I squeezed my ass down on his cock. Through the thin walls of the changing room we could hear Allison's pants and the gasps of the stranger fucking her. I wiggled my hips, slamming my ass back into his thrusts. I turned my head, and Mark kissed my lips, pushing my body against the wall as I reveled in his thick shaft reaming my tight ass.
"Oh, fuck!" the man moaned. "You're so tight! I'm about to come!"
"Oh no, don't pull out!" protested Allison.
"I don't want to come in you! Didn't you read the tat?"
Allison asked, naughtily.
"Oh, that's nice! Fuck me harder! Fuck me stud!"
Our slut groaned loudly, sounding like she came.
"Oh, your cum is so hot and deep inside me! Fuck, you're a stud!"
"Thanks," the man mumbled. The door opened and heavy footsteps walked away. Allison giggled from the hallway.
"Did I do good, mistress?"
"You did great, slut,"
I moaned, then hissed to Mark.
"Pinch my clit, please."
He did, and pleasure shuddered through me as my orgasm erupted.
"Oh yeah, just like that, hun. Fuck."
My ass clenched hard on his dick as my body shuddered in his strong embrace. He fucked me a few more times, then grunted and warmth flooded my bowels. I loved that feeling, and another wave of bliss flooded me. Mark held me for a few minutes, breathing heavily in my ear. The room was full of the scent of our lovemaking, his sweaty musk and my sweet, spicy passion. When he pulled out of me, I could feel his warm, white cum leaking out of my asshole, running down my taint to my cunt.
"Slut! Get in here!" Mark shouted.
Allison threw open the door, entering the changing room topless. Her large breasts, perky with youth, swayed and bounced as she walked, and her silver barbells glinting around her pierced, pink nipples. Cum ran down her inner thighs. She was such a slut. I was coming to be quite fond of this amazing, young woman. Not the same earth-shattering, universe-encompassing love I felt for my stallion, but it was an almost familial affection.
"Let me take care of that,"
Allison cooed, her hazel eyes widening in excitement as she stared at my ass leaking Mark's cum and his dirty cock. Allison knew what to do. Kneeling down, she first gently licked Mark's cock clean. When she finished, she rimmed my ass, her tongue stud hard on my sensitive flesh. I watched Mark and saw the lust burning in his blue eyes. His cock swelled as our sex slave rimmed me, growing hard. I came, a small orgasm shuddering through me. Mark grabbed Allison's pink hair, pulling her from my ass. Then he roughly shoved his cock into her mouth, driving it down her throat.
"So tight," he groaned.
She gagged and choked as he face-fucked her hard, her hands wrapping around Mark's waist and pulling him deeper into her mouth.
"That's it, slut," he grunted. "Eat my cock like the whore you are."
I smiled, straightening her skirt and blouse, and then grabbed the back of Allison's head and held her in place, helping me to face-fuck her.
"Come in the little whore's mouth,"
I hissed, licking my ear. I only wanted my boyfriend to be happy. Mark listened to me and came deep in Allison's throat. She choked on his cum. When he pulled out of her mouth, drool and cum ran down her chin. She smiled up at him and purred.
"Thank you, master, for feeding me your tasty cum."
She was a good slut, and Mark patted her on the head, smiling down at her. She pushed his cock into his pants and zipped him up. Knowing Mark's clothing size now, I picked out more clothes while he picked out some boxers. Those tidy whitey underwear he wore had to go. He found some new boxers and joined me at the register where he had the clerk sell the clothes for free. Allison, cum running down her inner thighs, had trouble carrying all our shopping bags, so Mark grabbed a young man lounging in the store and pressed him into service.
"Body and bath should be the last stop,"
I told Mark as we left Bruno.
"Allison and I will need our beauty supplies."
"Of course," he said.
"I think I'll pop into Gamer Boutique."
I nodded. He had put up with shopping for longer than any other guy.
"Okay, hun, we'll meet you back here in 20 minutes. Enjoy buying your video games."
"Sure,"
he nodded, and pulled some of the money he took from the prudish bitch back at Goth Topic and handed it to me. I gave him a quick kiss and led Allison and our pack mule off into the mall. Mark Glasner. I didn't head to Gamer's Boutique like I told Mary. I went to the Carrot, the jewelry store nearby. It was well lit with white flooring and walls, and full of glass displays draped with gold, silver, and precious gems. Maybe it was crazy, but I loved Mary. Even if I hadn't known her for a full day yet, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. I felt it deep inside me. I had always felt like I had been missing something deep inside, and I found it in her. I had wished for the power to let me have any woman in the world, and all I really wanted was Mary. Though sharing all those women with her would be the filling in the pie.
"Hello?"
The clerk, a middle-aged woman named Patricia, greeted me. She had horn-rimmed glasses perched on a narrow, pinched face and bony nose and a gaudy name tag pinned to her drab blouse.
"How can I help you? Shopping for your mom or girlfriend?"
"I'm shopping for an engagement ring,"
I answered, an excited buzz in my stomach. She gave me a happy smile, and motioned me over to an entire display case full of rings. There must have been over 100.
"Which one should I choose?"
I was quickly overwhelmed. I looked at them, trying to decide which band of gold and glinting diamond was perfect.
"What does your girlfriend like?"
Patricia asked, clearly sensing I was out my element.
"What type of jewelry does she wear?"
"I'm not sure,"
I said, studying all the rings.
"We haven't been together long."
"Ah,"
Patricia said.
"When I was 18, I was swept off my feet by this 20-year-old sailor. I thought he was the one."
"What happened?"
I asked.
"I got the clap,"
Patricia said with an impish giggle.
"Turned out, I wasn't the only girl he was seeing.
So you're sure you're not rushing things?
I shook my head.
No, she's the one. I feel it in my heart. She, I don't know, makes me feel whole.
I know, sounds stupid.
Her grin was motherly. It doesn't, Sonny. I can see it in your eyes. You're head over heels for the girl.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hopefully, she feels the same.
She looked down at the rings. How about this one?
She pulled out a white gold band surmounted by a brilliant diamond and flanked by lesser ones set in the band.
I shook my head. It didn't feel right.
She pulled out a couple more. Every time I shook my head and she immediately plucked out a new one.
Sorry.
I shrugged as the seventh one was rejected.
It's okay.
She smiled.
This is the most important decision you'll ever make. Take your time.
As she bent down to grab another, my eyes fell on one ring.
This was it.
Patricia noticed my gaze and reached in, pulling it out. The ring had a large, black diamond set in white gold and flanked with many, smaller white diamonds, ringing the black. The band of the ring was set with small, black diamonds. It wasn't the most expensive ring, but I found it the most beautiful.
This the one, Sonny?
Patricia asked.
Definitely,
I said. So Patricia placed it in a black ring box and I decided to look for some more jewelry for Mary. I found a heart-shaped, silver locket with a pink rose sculpted on the front, a gold bracelet made of X's and O's with little hearts engraved on the O's, and a pair of gold stud earrings set with amethysts.
All right, let's ring that up.
I sighed.
I'm afraid not. I'm robbing you, Patricia.
She blinked in surprise.
What, Sonny?
Walk into the back room. I commanded her. She was a nice, old gal, and I didn't want her to get in trouble for my theft.
I'm going to tie you up. Why are you doing this?
She asked, her voice trembling.
Because I can.
I shrugged. When you had my power, you could do what you want. Who was going to stop me? The back room was full of boxes, and I found a roll of packing tape. I bound her wrists tight with packing tape as she sat on a chair, then taped her feet to it. She had such a betrayed look on her face as I taped her up.
Listen, you won't get in any trouble this way,
I whispered.
I'll make sure someone frees you before too much longer.
Thanks. Jewelry in hand, I walked over to the gamer boutique. Sadly, no hot, beautiful, cute, or even a moderately attractive woman wandered into the store, so I just browsed the games, picking up a few I didn't own. Mary and Allison were late and worry filled me? What could have held Mary up? I pulled my phone out to call them and realized I didn't have either of their phone numbers.
Shit.
I was about to set out to search for them when they walked up, laden with more than just the bath and body shopping bags, but also several department store bags. Relief flooded through me.
Just some toiletries and such,
Mary explained with a smile. How could I be mad when she smiled so beautifully?
So anywhere else?
I asked. Mary thought for a minute.
No, I think that's enough for today.
Mary noticed the carrot bag and her eyes widened. I grinned and handed the bag of jewelry over. I had already slipped the engagement ring box into my pants pocket. Both Mary and Allison cooed in delight as they opened the jewelry boxes. Mary immediately put on the locket, the bracelet, and replaced her silver studs for the gold, amethyst studs. Bedecked with her new jewelry, Mary hugged me, her arms tight about my neck, and kissed me soundly on the lips.
Oh, they're so beautiful,
she said, tears in her eyes.
Thank you, thank you.
The thank yous were punctuated with sweet kisses.
I love you. I'm glad you like them,
I told her when she calmed down. Arm in arm, we walked through the mall. After a few minutes of wandering around the parking lot, we found my silver Mustang. Allison and the pack mule placed our purchases into the trunk, and I told the young man to go to the jeweler's and find Patricia and free her. As he ran off, the three of us piled into the Mustang with Allison squeezing into the back seat.
If you could have any car in the world, Mary, what would it be?
I asked as the Mustang's engine roared to life. She frowned.
I'm not sure. A Volkswagen, probably. A Volkswagen?
I asked. That would not have been my answer.
Ooh, they make the cutest cars.
Laughing at her girlish squeal, I backed my car out of the space and headed off to find a Volkswagen dealership. I'm sure we'd get into more naughty fun there.
Part 4.
Chapter 1.
I exhort you to be a perfect servant to our gods, following the example of the beautiful Desiree, who did witness many proofs of our living God's divinity. She stood at our God's side when they overthrew the false god and proclaimed their mastery over the world. 2 Missionaries 1:1-2. Thursday, June 6, 2013, Doug Allard, South Hill. My gut pushed against the steering wheel of my dinky, gray Toyota. The damn seat was broke and wouldn't push back far enough so I could be comfortable. But with the money Mr. Fitzsimmons was paying me on this job, I'd soon be able to buy a better car. I couldn't wait. I was parked just up the street from 2932 MTV Court, a rich neighborhood off Shaw Road on the edge of South Hill. The house belonged to my client, Brandon Fitzsimmons, and he was suspicious that his new wife, a smoking hot Latina woman named Desiree, was cheating on him. I had been following her all week, and I hadn't seen any sign of it so far. She would just go to the gym, run a few errands, do a little shopping, and maybe have lunch with a few friends at a cafe. Then she'd head home early enough to make dinner. But Brandon was paranoid. I had found the proof that his first wife, Marianne, had been having an affair with one of his fellow executives. Now Mr. Fitzsimmons was certain his new wife had to be cheating on him. But so far she seemed perfectly faithful. Of course, that didn't prove anything. I'd have to follow Desiree a little bit longer to be sure.
Maybe another 2 weeks, Brandon was good for the money. He was an executive at a major aerospace company and was rolling in the dough. My phone vibrated in my pocket and I pulled it up, a pic of my wife smiling on the screen.
Hey, Tina. The toilet handle broke.
She pouted.
I'm on a stakeout, babe.
Not much I can do, but I'll pick one up on my way home.
Are you still following that rich woman?
Yep. This is going to be a long job, I answered.
Luckily, she doesn't go out at night.
So we're going to be able to fix the roof then?
Definitely,
I answered without hesitation. There went buying a new car. The roof wasn't that bad, and my gut was dying pressed against the steering wheel. But I couldn't make Tina understand that. Her solution was to have me hit the gym. I just didn't have the time for that.
What are you up to, babe?
Oh, I'm with a young stud. She laughed. He's keeping me satisfied. It was a joke that started between us years ago. I spent my days following unfaithful spouses, and Tina had thought it hilarious to tease me with the possibility of her cheating. I trusted her though, I had to. Being a private, I made me suspicious of everyone, and I just couldn't be that way with my wife. In an odd way, her joking helped to ease my fears.
Oh, is he hung? Like a horse.
She laughed. A buzzer beeped in the background.
Are you fucking him in the laundry room?
I'm washing your dirty underwear.
Don't I deserve a young, hot stud to service me as a reward for doing such a chore?
Fair enough, Tina, I... My phone vibrated. I had an incoming call. I glanced at the caller ID.
Hey, babe, it's the client. I'll call you back.
Sure, love ya.
Love you too,
Tina. I touched my screen.
Hey, Brandon. Any sign of her infidelity?
Nope. So far she seems as faithful as a preacher's wife.
Good,
he sighed.
It's probably just my imagination. I know Desiree loves me.
Course she does, I answered, though I had my doubts. She screamed gold digger to me. If Mr. Fitzsimmons wasn't a millionaire, there was no way he would be pulling a woman as hot as Desiree. Not as short and fat as he was. She's still at home. The garage door opened. A white Mercedes pulled out. Desiree was instantly making a liar out of me. I glanced at the clock set in the dashboard. It was about that time for her to leave for the day.
Your wife's leaving the house,
I said, holding my phone up to my ear with my shoulder while I started up my car.
Where is she going?
He asked, fear tinging his words.
I'm sure she's just going to the gym.
I sighed. She gone every other day at this time.
Right, the gym.
Mr. Fitzsimmons made a disgusting, perverted laugh. She has to keep that ass tight.
I gotta go. I need to follow her.
Yeah, yeah?
Keep me updated. I will, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
The phone went dead. I waited until her car was halfway down the block, then I pulled out after her. She made the left onto Shaw Road, heading to the gym, just like I thought. I followed her anyways. I wasn't paid to make assumptions. I was paid to find the ugly truth. Desiree Fitzsimmons. I pulled into the parking lot of the Feminine Mystique gym across the street from the South Hill Mall. An engine roared to life, and I glanced to see a silver Mustang backing out from the neighboring unit to the gym in the strip mall, the Heavenly Creatures Salon. Mustangs were such tacky cars, toys for those that thought they had money. I grabbed my purse and sauntered into the store in my tight black yoga pants that hugged my lush rear, my best asset, and a bright blue sports bra that almost supported my large breasts.
Desiree,
smiled Diane Harmon, the owner of the gym. She was a beautiful woman with a porcelain face made all the more inviting by the ringlets of black hair that framed it. She was dressed in a pair of black, spandex jogging shorts and a pink sports bra that showed off her athletic body. I walked over to the woman, hugging her warmly, and enjoyed Diane's body pressing against my own.
It's good to see you.
I smiled and kissed her on both cheeks, just two friends greeting each other.
Come on, we'll be in room 5 for our private session.
Diane smiled. Private, personal training sessions with Diane were not cheap, almost $400 for an hour sweating with the beautiful woman. But she had been highly recommended to me by a former lover, and one session with Diane showed me just why. A few of the women we passed had smiles on their faces, and twinkles in their eyes. Room 5, and all the private training rooms for that matter, wasn't your typical gym room. Sure, it had equipment, but they weren't the type normally used in a gym.
There's more than one way to have a cardio workout,
Diane had told me the first time I came here.
There are more than a few fun ways to get your heart pumping.
And that first session had definitely got my heart pumping.
Let's get you naked,
giggled Diane, locking the door behind us. Her hands gripped my sports bra and ripped it over my head, exposing my generous breasts. Her white hands grasped them, squeezing my nut-brown melons, her fingers finding my fat nipples. Her pinches sent pleasure straight to my pussy. I don't know what I would do without this gym. Being married to Brandon was such a chore. I didn't really like guys, they were okay, but I loved women. I also loved money. Why did all the rich people have to be men? Why couldn't I ever find some nice, rich lesbian to take care of me? Oh, well, Brandon took care of my wants, and Diane and her gym took care of my needs. I spun about and kissed the woman's delightfully plump lips, shoving my tongue deep into her mouth. Diane had four other beautiful personal trainers that worked for her, and I scheduled a session with a different one every weekday. But Diane was my favorite. She was so dominant and controlling. So like Brandon, but unlike with my husband, it was hot when she bossed me around.
We're going to fuck the pounds right off of you,
Diane cooed, breaking the kiss and slapping my round ass.
Now strip those yoga pants off. I want to see your pretty, shaved pussy all wet and eager for my training.
I ripped my yoga pants off. I didn't bother wearing panties. What was the point when I was coming here and my pussy was wet and dripping, my fat labia engorged with passion? Diane's hand shoved between my thighs, working two fingers up inside me, and they came away drenched with my tangy spice. She held them up to her lips and licked her fingers clean.
I'm glad you're wet and ready.
I always am, Dulzura. I purred. She was my honey, and I couldn't wait to taste her.
Undress me,
she snapped. I shivered at the authority in her voice. I grabbed her sports bra, lifting it up to release her snowy breasts, small and perky, topped with thick, pink nipples that seemed almost too large on breasts those small. I bent over and circled one with my tongue. She hissed an intake of breath, then gasped when I sucked that nipple into my lips. I loved the feel of a woman's fat nub in my mouth. Her hands pressed on my shoulders.
I told you to strip me, not suck my tits.
But they're such inviting tits. I grinned, then fell to my knees.
I know.
Diane laughed as I tugged her jogging shorts down her hips. Her neatly trimmed black bush popped into view and I could smell her sweet and tangy musk. I couldn't resist and pushed my face between her thighs and took a nice, long lick across her damp pussy. She gasped and shuddered, then her hand slapped me lightly on the top of the head.
Not yet. We have to stretch first.
Watching a naked woman stretch was very erotica. Diane had a toned, athletic body, and she spread her legs, raised her arms, and bent over in so many interesting ways. Her pussy lips gaped open, so invitingly pink, her ass cheeks writhed and clenched, and her tits swayed and bobbed. Then she helped me with my stretches, running her hands across my body as she guided me from one stretch to another.
That's it, Desiree.
She purred, her body draped across my back, her pussy wet on my ass. I leaned forward on my left leg, while my right leg stretched out behind me.
A little longer.
Her tongue licked my ear and her hands teased my nipples.
You're doing so well.
Next I spread my legs slightly apart, and I bent over to put my hands on the floor palms down, her fingers wiggling into my pussy.
Hold the stretch.
She purred, working three fingers in and out of me. My muscles stretched, protesting the position, and the blood rushed to my head, heightening the pleasure throbbing in my pussy.
Just a minute longer. You need to be properly stretched. We don't want you hurting yourself.
No. I gasped. Her lips kissed my ass, sliding between my crack, then she swirled it around my asshole. My body shook with excitement and my breath came in ragged gasps. Her tongue wiggled past my sphincter, swirling around inside me. My orgasm neared, so close, just a few more her tongue and fingers pulled out. Good, and relax. I needed to come so bad. For the next stretch, I sat down, spreading my legs wide, reaching for my toes. First the right ones, then the left ones. Then she sat before me, her legs splayed, her inviting pussy just in reach if I stretched forward. I pushed past the discomfort, her bush just inches away. A little more, my tongue leading the way, then I was fully stretched out, my mouth buried into her delicious, spread open clam, digging my tongue in deep and savoring her tangy sweetness.
That's it,
purred Diane. Hold the stretch. You're doing so good. I worked my tongue through her pussy, gathering every drop of her juice as I could. Soft moans and gasps escaped her lips. My muscles burned and protested, but I maintained the stretch. I couldn't get enough of her wonderful flavor. Just a few more seconds. She gasped. You're doing so well.
Oh yes.
That's it. That's fucking it. A squirt of juices splashed into my face as she came. I rose up, licking my lips clean while Diane fell back onto the rubber mats that covered the floor, shaking with passion, her small breasts jiggling.
Phew.
You're getting good at holding that stretch. She praised.
Thanks.
I smiled, preening at her. She stood up and walked to a shelf. Any plans for the weekend? Diane asked as she selected a strapless dildo, a U-shaped sex toy with a traditional fake cock on one end, but the other end curved up into a round bulb so it would stay put in a woman's pussy while she fucked her partner hard. The base was ridged, adding clitoral stimulation to the woman doing the fucking.
Brandon's taking me to the symphony.
Desiree answered. Are you doing anything exciting? She threw the dildo to me.
Not this weekend.
But tomorrow night I have a date.
Oh, with whom?
I asked as I shoved the bulbous end into my pussy, sighing as it stretched me open. I kept pressing until it was fully inserted and my clit brushed the ridges. Pleasure tingled through me.
Kevin.
She answered, perching her butt on a sex swing. Another promising candidate from the dating site.
Is he rich?
Like I said, promising. She grinned, spreading her legs open, ready to receive. But just in case he's a complete loser, I'm hitting the club tonight and getting my dick on.
Ooh, that one in Tacoma?
Yep, the clam diver. She laughed, then her face became serious. Now I want a good 15 minutes of uninterrupted thrusting. Let's get your heart racing and burn those calories off your ass. I smiled and walked over to my personal trainer, then sank my cock into her pussy. The swing added a whole new dimension. She swayed as I fucked her, moving as much as I was thrusting. The pleasure burned in my clit and the dildo pushed in and out of my pussy. I pumped my ass, my fingers finding her breasts. I played with her hard nipples.
That's it.
She purred. Let's pick up the pace.
Ooh yeah?
Just like that. Get your heart racing. Work that ass. Pleasure built and built within me, and we were both gasping with our passion. Sweat beaded on my body as I fucked her faster and faster. My clitoris was going numb with ecstasy as it rubbed across the dildo's ridges. I'm gonna come. I moaned.
Good.
She purred. Fuck me faster. Let that orgasm wash through you.
Yes, yes. I gasped, my hips pumping frantically. Me estoy corriendo. My orgasm spasmed through me, so wonderful. I squeezed her breasts as the passion filled my entire being and I threw my head back and howled. I'm sure the other women in the gym could hear me and knew just what had happened inside here.
Don't stop fucking. Diane panted.
Your 15 minutes isn't up yet. Just slow strokes now. A little cooling off period.
Yes. I panted, resuming my strokes. The dildo's ridges rubbed against my clitoris, sending another orgasm crashing through me.
That's it. Keep fucking me, slut. Work those hips. Burn that fat off your ass.
A little faster.
Just like that. You're doing good.
Oh, yeah?
You're doing very good.
Harder now.
Really give it to me.
Oh, yes. Fuck me.
Make me come, bitch. She gasped and screamed, throwing her head back, the swinging rocking with my thrusts. Her legs wrapped around my hips and pulled me into her as she writhed and bucked, pushing the bulbous end deeper into me, the ridges rasping against my clit, and then I was coming again.
So amazing.
That was good. Diane purred, leaning up and kissing me on the lips.
Okay, let's work on your thighs.
Sure. I grinned as she grabbed her own strap-on. In a minute I'd be riding her like a cowgirl, working leg muscles. There was still 30 minutes to go, and we had a lot of calories to burn. I pulled the sex toy out, dropping it into the dirty toy bin.
Come on, let's burn those calories.
She barked, clapping her hand. I shivered. This was the best gym in the world.
Chapter 2. And the living God did claim Beth as his own, taking her from her husband and conceiving a child in her womb. And Beth was the first to be a holy mother, carrying a child of the living God.
But she would not be the last. First Book of Vivian 5:12.
Mark Glasner. I drove my new Mustang through the South Hill Mall's parking lot. Thanks to the pact I had sworn with the devil last night, I had the power to tell people what to do and they obeyed me without question. This Mustang had belonged to a complete asshole. But with a simple command, I took his brand new Mustang and he took my old, shitty Toyota.
You're really going to buy me a new car?
Mary asked. My girlfriend looked at me, her lovely face framed by her fiery red hair.
Yep.
She smiled, dimples appearing on her freckled cheeks. She was so beautiful. I was so happy I met her. I was going to ask her to marry me. I had the ring, stolen from the jewelry store in the South Hill Mall, in my pocket. I just needed the right time to ask her. I could make her say yes, but I didn't want to control Mary any longer. It just didn't feel right. I loved her.
You didn't control the woman you loved.
Thank you, Mark.
She smiled and leaned over and kissed me as I waited for the light to turn green so I could pull onto Meridian.
Oh, Master, you are such an awesome guy. You love to spoil mistress, don't you?
I threw a glance into the back seat where my first sex slave sat. Allison was a pervert's wet dream. Barely legal, dressed like a cute slut. She was lithe and beautiful, her hair dyed pink, matching her shirt. The words, Daddy's little girl, were printed across her breasts. Only girl was crossed out and slut was written in its place.
I really do.
Selling my soul made this wonderful life possible. I was going to live a long, healthy life and I could have as much sex as I wanted without my cock needing to rest. I was going to gather a beautiful harem of women with Mary and the pair of us were going to enjoy the good life. Since I was getting Mary a brand new car, there was only one place to go in Puyallup River Road. All the car dealerships were located on the other side of downtown Puyallup. So I turned onto Highway 512 and drove my Mustang fast, reaching 100 miles per hour as I hurtled down the hill into the valley. I had to slow down at the base of the hill as the road banked to the right to bypass downtown Puyallup. In a few minutes, we had crossed the Puyallup River, exited onto Meridian on the north side of Puyallup, and reached River Road. Nestled between all the dealerships was Puyallup Volkswagen. We got out of the car and Mary started wandering through the various Beetles and Jettas, Golfs and Tiguans, proclaiming how cute they were. I just wondered what the fuck a Tiguan was. Could it be a lizard? While Mary checked out cars, I was on the look for any attractive women.
Can I help you folks?
A handsome, young man in a blue-striped white shirt asked. He was clean-cut and friendly, and reached out to shake my hand.
Yeah, my girlfriend Mary is looking for a new car.
I told Frank, reading his name off a blue name tag.
Help her find what she's looking for.
Okay. He said in a friendly manner.
What type of car are you looking for, Mary?
Something cute. She answered as Frank let her off.
And sporty.
I was about to follow when I noticed this gorgeous, sandy blonde woman, mid-20s, in a red sundress. The dress was held up by two narrow straps that left most of her shoulders bare. Between the plunging neckline and a push-up bra, the woman had an amazing cleavage. She was with a man, her husband I guess, who placed a hand on her hip as they talked over a silver Passat. I grabbed Allison and stopped her from following after Mary.
Slut. I said quietly. I'm going to lead that man's wife off to the bathroom to fuck her. I need you to keep her husband distracted.
I could order the man to be distracted, but it was more fun to fuck his wife behind his back. Allison grinned, eyeing the man up. He was a ruggedly handsome man, with broad shoulders and chiseled features.
Like how I distracted the guy at the clothing store?
I smiled at her.
You do whatever you want, slut.
Allison nodded her head, eagerly, licking her lips. We walked discreetly over to the couple and waited for my chance. After a minute, they separated and I stepped up to the wife and whispered,
Tell your husband you need to go to the bathroom, then wait for me in there naked.
The woman glanced askance at me and, with a surprised look on her face, said,
Eric, I'm going to use the restroom.
Okay, Beth.
Her husband answered, reading the specs of the Passat hanging on a window. Beth walked towards the showroom and the restroom within. Her fine ass swayed beneath the loose fabric of her red dress as she strutted across the car lot. I waited until Allison walked up and started flirting with the husband, then I followed Beth to the restroom. The showroom was deserted and I slipped into the women's restroom without being seen. Inside, Beth waited. She was naked and shyly held one hand over her pussy blonde hair peeking out through her fingers while the other arm vainly tried to cover her large, round breasts. A red flush crept across her face and stomach as I drank in the sight of her. The door had a deadbolt, and she jumped when it clicked as I locked the door.
WH, what do you want W with me?
She stammered in fear.
Don't be afraid.
I told her. She immediately calmed down.
I'm going to fuck you, and you're going to enjoy it. So don't be shy.
Beth's arms dropped away and she straightened. A sultry smile appeared on her face. Her dark pink nipples hardened. I walked over to her and pushed her back against the tiled wall, fishing my cock out of my pants. She breathed heavily, licking her lips in anticipation. I rubbed my cock on her wet pussy lips, then shoved all the way into her.
Oh, fuck.
She moaned.
That's good.
Her arms wrapped around mine and one leg curled around my waist. I grabbed it, holding her leg up and allowing me to delve deeper into her wet cunt. I fucked her fast. Allison wouldn't be able to distract her husband for long, and then he would be wondering what happened to his wife. Sure, I could just order him to accept that I was fucking his wife, but sneaking around with her was far more exciting.
God, you feel good.
I moaned, kissing her neck as her cunt gripped my cock with a silken embrace.
Fuck, you're big.
She gasped.
Oh, fuck, you're stretching me so good. Harder. Harder.
The bathroom echoed with our gasps and moans and the slap of flesh on flesh and that wet, squishing sound of cocks sliding through dripping cunt.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
She moaned over and over. Her cunt constricted on my dick as she came, bucking in my arms. I kept fucking her hard. There was a knock at the door. We both froze.
Beth, you in there?
Fuck, it was her husband. I slowed my fucking down and Beth moaned.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'll be out soon. Do you want me to come in?
He asked.
And no.
She gasped, her cunt tightening about my cock, and she squirmed in my arm. I bent and sucked a hard nipple into my mouth.
You can't come in.
It's the ladies' room.
Okay, I'll be right out here, Beth. Oh, okay.
God, it was exciting fucking a man's wife right under his nose. I fucked her slowly, barely pulling out before shoving back in. Beth moaned softly, her cunt squeezing my cock. Apparently, she found it exciting as well. She clenched her lips, trying not to cry out.
Are you going to come on my cock again?
I whispered into her ear.
With your husband right outside?
Yes. She whispered huskily.
Fuck me with that big cock.
I sucked on her tit, leaving small bite marks. She was panting in pleasure and bucked in my arms as a second orgasm rolled through her. Her cunt squeezed so hard on my dick it felt so amazing. She clamped a hand over her mouth to muffle her scream. My own cum was nearing, building in my balls. I kissed her mouth, tasting her tongue, and fucked her hard. 1, 2, 3 more times and then I erupted inside her. I slumped against her for a moment, then pulled my dick out of her cunt and stumbled back.
Get dressed,
I quietly told her.
Don't clean out your pussy till tonight. Walk around all day feeling my cum inside you and remembering how great the fuck was. Don't even tell your husband or anyone else about this. And don't feel guilty. Just think of me when your husband's little dick is inside you.
She nodded, grabbing her beige panties and pulling them on. She walked over to me and kissed me.
Thanks,
she whispered.
I haven't come that hard in years.
She found her clothes and got dressed. I slipped into a stall as Beth unlocked the door and slipped out of the bathroom. Her husband asked,
You okay, Beth? You were in there a while.
Oh, I wasn't feeling well. Beth answered.
I can see that.
Her husband said.
You look a little disheveled. Do you want to go? We can look for a new car another time.
Their voices grew quiet as they walked away.
No, I'm feeling a lot better now.
I planned on waiting another minute before exiting when Allison burst in, smiling and bouncing with excitement.
Did you fuck her good, Master?
I did. I said. What happened to distracting him?
Sorry, Master.
Allison said, her face deflating like a leaking tire. I flirted and giggled and stuck out my chest, but he wasn't interested.
Maybe he's gay. I mused.
His wife hadn't been fucked well in a while.
Allison nodded and then saw my sticky cock.
She knew what to do, and dropped to her knees, and gifling my pussy-covered dick with her mouth and sucking happily.
I closed my eyes, enjoying my slut's hot, little mouth and hard tongue stud sliding around my shaft. The door opened and a woman gasped.
What the fuck?
Shit, get in here.
I quickly ordered. The woman, one of the sales staff, quickly entered the bathroom.
She stared wide-eyed as Allison didn't even stop her blowjob.
Christ. The woman Iris her name tag read shouted, mortified. You can't be doing that in here.
Stop that.
She was an attractive woman, early 30s, fit and toned. Her black hair was long and tied loosely back with a red ribbon. She wore a soft blue, business skirt and blouse. Her face was twisted in surprise and disgust, with black-rimmed glasses perched on her small nose.
I smiled down at Allison.
You've been a good slut today. I told her. I think you need a reward.
Take off your clothes, lie down and spread your legs. Allison peeled out of her t-shirt and dropped her skirt in seconds, and was on her back, legs spread to show her pussy streaked with drying cum from the man she fucked at the mall and her own juices. Iris was speechless, gaping at Allison's pussy.
Iris, lock the door then get down there and make that slut cum on your tongue.
Hands trembling, Iris locked the door, then knelt down on the floor, moving slowly towards Allison's pussy. The 19-year-old slut writhed in anticipation as Iris breathed heavily, inches from her pussy. The woman closed her eyes, and let her tongue gingerly lick up the slut's messy cunt.
Allison sighed.
Lick my pussy.
That's it.
It's your first time.
I can tell.
But don't worry. Every woman knows how.
Yeah, play with my clit.
My slut's hips jerked as Iris's tongue grazed her clit. Iris's nerves relaxed, and she started to get more aggressive, slipping a finger inside my slut's cunt.
I'm going to fuck you, Iris.
I growled as I knelt behind her. I rolled up her tight skirt, exposing well-toned legs and tan pantyhose over white panties. I ripped her pantyhose apart, too impatient to pull them down, then shoved her panties to the side, revealing a shaved vulva with large, plump pussy lips, and a hard clit that protruded out an inch. Iris moaned into Allison's cunt as I rubbed my cock against her clit, before I shoved it into her pussy. It did not get old no matter how many pussies I fucked, they all felt warm and wet and wonderful on my cock.
Fuck her cunt, master!
Use her dirty hole to satisfy yourself and dump your cum in her. Allison seized Iris's black hair, pulling the woman's mouth deeper into the slut's pussy.
That's all this whore is good for.
Your cum dump, master.
I couldn't agree more, slut.
I grunted, slapping Iris's mouth.
You're a whore, Iris.
A dirty, fucking slut that should spread her legs open for any man that wants you. I fucked her hard and deep, gripping her hips and pushing her face into Allison's cunt. Allison moaned, her body thrashing and her pierced tits jiggling. Every time I fucking shoved Iris' face into her cunt, Allison let out a low gasp.
Oh, master, thank you.
She moaned.
Her tongue feels so great.
Her tits heaved, perky with youth, and tipped with pink nipples pierced with silver barbells.
I'm going to come.
Oh, fuck, keep sucking my clit, keep doing just that.
Oh, crap.
Allison writhed on the floor then collapsed, and breathed deeply.
Fuck, that was amazing.
When a slut comes, she thanks the person responsible. I sternly said.
Oh, thank you, Iris.
She panted. Your tongue and fingers felt so good on my slutty pussy.
Thank you for making this slut cum.
I pulled out of Iris, ready to cum myself, and jerked off over Allison, spraying cum all over her face and tits and stomach. Ropey, white cum covered Allison and she smiled happily. Without thinking, she gathered up the cum with a finger.
No.
I ordered.
Wear my cum.
Let everyone see what a slut you are.
You can get dressed.
Oh, thank you, master. She gushed as she dressed.
I'm such a slut.
Her shirt smeared the cum across her face as she pulled it over her head, and the spunk on her chest soaked right on through. She pulled up her skirt and, looking a complete mess, followed me out of the bathroom, leaving Iris panting on the floor as she masturbated. She must have been close to coming when I pulled out of her cunt. I really didn't care that she hadn't climaxed. I got off, that's all that mattered. We found Mary returning to the lot from a test drive with Frank the salesman in a sporty-looking red convertible. I thought it was a little boxy for a sports car, lacking the smooth lines and exciting curves I preferred. But Mary seemed excited as she climbed out of the car and hugged me. Then she glanced at Allison, smeared in my cum, and raised an eyebrow.
We had some fun.
I can see that. She giggled. God, Mary was such a wonderful woman. How was I so lucky to meet her?
So this car?
I asked.
Oh, yes.
Mary smiled.
It's an Eos. It's so cute, don't you think?
I didn't see it, so I lied.
Yes, it is.
Frank looked askance at Allison, clearly not sure what to say about the cum-drenched woman.
Slut.
Mary barked.
Go wait in the Mustang.
Yes, mistress. Allison pouted and walked away.
Don't worry about her,
Mary told the salesman. She's very promiscuous. If you turn your back on her, you'll find her fucking some guy.
Well, let's get the paperwork filled out,
I told the salesman.
Why, yeah, of course,
Frank stammered. Chapter 3. The world will never know of your toil, of the blood you shed in their names to protect them from the darkness. Find your happiness where you may, for the adversary never rests and the war is never won. Excerpt from the Prayer Book of the Order of Mary Magdalene. Thursday, June 6, 2013, Sister Theodora Merriam, Phoenix, Arizona. Tex and Natalie were loaded into the backs of two Phoenix police cars. Both seemed stunned, staring blankly ahead. Cops and crime scene investigators were moving about, photographing the scene, talking to the six women that had been kidnapped and forced into sexual slavery by the threat of force. By the pair. Well, that was the lie I told the six girls to tell. It was close enough to the truth for the authorities. It felt great to defeat another warlock, my heart singing, the adrenaline still pumping through my veins. I wanted to scream in triumph. I felt so alive I needed to get laid. My order, the Sisters of Mary Magdalene, were dedicated to hunting down warlocks, those misguided men and women that had made pacts with the adversary, selling their souls in exchange for three wishes. Tex had used his wishes to collect a harem of women with his wife. But he hadn't counted on dealing with a nun. I exorcised his power and freed his victims.
Are you okay, miss?
A paramedic asked me.
I'm fine.
I told him, waving him away, my attention drawn across the street.
Newt, the man that had led me to Tex last night, pulled up in his car and leaped out of it. A Phoenix cop stopped him, and I could see him shouting. Then Mabel, his captured wife, broke away, running awkwardly, she was barefoot, across the asphalt street, a blanket clutched about her naked form. I smiled as husband and wife were reunited. Tex had made Mabel say the most horrible things to her husband, breaking the pair up. I had arrived before their relationship had been damaged too much, and maybe they would be able to weather the storm my marriage hadn't when I had become a warlock's toy.
Miss, is there some place I can take you?
A cop asked me.
The airport.
I answered. I need to go home. There was nothing more for me to do here, my task was done.
Oh, sure. I can drive you.
He smiled at me. He was young, handsome, with a flat top haircut and mirrored sunglasses. So rugged. He opened the passenger door of his squad car, and I climbed in. I didn't see a wedding ring on his hand.
What time do you get off duty, Officer Erickson?
I asked him. Until I returned to LA, my papal indulgence was still in effect to accomplish our mission. I and my fellow nuns would have to sin a lot, so we were forgiven ahead of time. I needed to get laid, and since I could sin a little bit more, why not with this handsome cop?
Not long, he answered.
Why? A smile ghosted his lips.
Maybe we could get some drinks and I could thank you properly.
I answered. His smile broadened.
Sure. Why not?
I know this bar. I shook my head.
Bars are so impersonal. How about somewhere more intimate?
Your apartment, for instance.
He gave me a look. You've been through quite the ordeal today. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
I put my hand on his muscular forearm.
I'm going to have a great time with a handsome cop. Let me just punch out.
He grinned, hefting my suitcase and throwing it into the trunk. He held open the passenger door of his squad car, grinning at the other cops. He closed it and walked around, jumping into his seat. He glanced at his computer mounted between us, typing on the screen.
Okay, I'm off duty and released from the scene. I'm all yours, Theodora.
Good. I purred, letting the yellow blanket the fire department had wrapped me into slip off my shoulders and exposing my revealing bikini. His eyes fell to my youthful breasts. There was something so sexy about cops in their blue uniforms stretched over their muscular bodies. I was growing wet in my bikini bottom as the cop raced us across Phoenix. I was pretty sure he broke a speeding law or three in his haste. That was fine with me. In no time we were at his apartment. He was kissing me as I stepped out of the cop car, pushing me up against the side of his car, the bulge of his cock pressing into my groin, stirring me up. He was so strong and powerful, and I loved how helpless I felt. I wanted to forget about all the degrading things Tex and his wife had done to me today. Getting screwed by this handsome cop was just the palate cleanser I needed. I would have screwed him right then and there in the parking lot, but another car pulled in next to us.
Hey, Chad, a guy said.
Fuck, man, another badge bunny?
Something like that.
Officer Erickson or Chad, I guess, laughed, pulling away from me. She was just begging for it at a crime scene. I flushed in shame as the other guy ogled me.
Well, I had been begging for it.
Come on, stud, I don't want to talk to your friend.
I want to get screwed.
Officer Erickson laughed.
The slut can't wait.
Cool, Chad.
Catch you later.
You can tell me just how wild she was.
I'll be wild.
I winked and the guy laughed. The cop's apartment was on the second floor of the stucco building, the setting sun pounding us with its heat. Phoenix was as hot as LA and I was thrilled that the AC had been left on in his apartment.
Do you roleplay?
The cop asked, pulling a pair of handcuffs off his belt. I grinned.
Why not?
He seized my wrist with his strong grip.
You're under arrest for soliciting sex from an officer.
Oh, I'm so naughty. I panted as I let him wrench my arm behind my back, the handcuff ratcheting about my wrists. A second flood of moisture wetted my bikini bottoms as he slapped the handcuff around my other wrist.
You have the right to remain silent, he said, his hands sliding up my side to squeeze my breasts in my bikini top, his lips right next to my ear.
How can I remain silent when your hands feel that good? I purred, his fingers pinching my nipples through my bikini top. He pushed them up, exposing my breasts. I may be 44, but I didn't look it. One of the gifts nuns of my order received besides the power to exorcise warlocks were the bodies of an 18-year-old, and my breasts were still perky. His strong fingers were sending pleasure shooting right down to my pussy.
There doesn't seem to be any contraband hidden in your top.
He grinned, giving my nipples one last squeeze. I'd better do a thorough examination of your bikini bottoms.
Oh, yes.
I groaned.
I'm so bad.
Who knows what nasty things are hidden in my pussy. He turned me about, my breast heaving.
I faced him, still wearing those mirrored sunglasses as his strong hands slid down my stomach, pushing into my bikini bottoms and through my golden, damp curls.
I groaned as his fingers played with my aching clitoris. Search me. Be thorough.
Oh, yes.
His fingers slipped inside me and I shuddered, squeezing my tight hold down on him.
That's it.
Get deep in me.
Hm.
He groaned, a second finger slipping in, pushing deep into me. I arched my back, going up on my tiptoes for a moment as a stab of pleasure trembled through me. I may need to get a closer look. He bent down, pulling a penlight from his pocket and ripped my bikini bottoms down. His fingers opened me up, shining his penlight into my depths. I felt so naked and exposed as he stared up into my pink depths.
Everything looks normal.
He whispered.
So pink and tasty.
And you're so wet. Are you that much of a slut that you're turned on by being arrested?
So much of a slut.
I groaned.
Then I'd better make you come and see if you force any contraband out of your pink depths.
His face buried into my snatch, whiskers scratching at my sensitive labia.
I gasped, his hands wrapping around my waist and seizing my butt, holding me upright.
Bliss pumped through me, my body trembling as his tongue whipped hard and fast through my lips.
Officer Erickson.
I groaned.
You bad cop.
Search my pussy.
I shuddered and writhed my hips.
The man knew how to eat pussy.
His tongue was everywhere while his hands kneaded my plump butt.
He ate pussy better than my husband.
I forced that thought away.
There was too much pain remembering what the warlock Kurt had stolen from me all those years ago.
I concentrated on his lips, losing myself in the pleasure he was giving me.
My orgasm swelled within me.
I threw my head back, blonde hair falling in my face.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Oh, yes.
That's it.
He drank the juices that flooded out of me.
His hands kept a hard grip on me as I swayed. Bliss pumped through my veins. My knees went weak and I wanted to fall over. But he held me, feasting on my pussy, his lips finding my clitoris and sucking.
Another cum racked my body.
Shoot!
I groaned as he pulled his lips away.
There doesn't seem to be any contraband here either.
He stood up then seized my blonde hair and pulled me to his couch.
Pain burned through me and I felt so helpless with my hands cuffed behind my back.
He threw me over the arm of the sofa, my face resting on the cushions.
His hand smacked my butt.
We still have one more hole to search.
Oh shoot!
I gasped.
Do it!
I'm a bad slut!
His fingers slid through my pussy, pushing in deep.
It took me a moment to realize he was lubing his fingers up because they were sliding into my butthole a moment later.
I groaned, loving that burning sensation as my backdoor was violated.
He pumped in and out of me, then added a third finger.
Another orgasm swelled within me as I writhed on the couch, rubbing my cheek and aching nipples into the rough texture of the cushions.
So wonderful.
I humped my hips, rubbing my clitoris into the couch's arm, and that rough texture sent pleasure burning through me.
I just can't get my fingers in deep enough.
I'll need to use a longer tool.
Oh, yes.
I purred as I heard his belt thud to the floor, then his zipper rasping open.
Screw my butt!
He shoved his cock into my pussy, lubing himself up in my sopping depths.
He was thick and long, spreading me open.
I gasped when he pulled out, his wet tip sliding through my taint to my puckered butthole.
He pushed against me.
I groaned as my sphincter burned open.
The pleasure was stupendous as he drove slowly into me.
I was stuffed full of wonderful meat when his groin pressed against my butt cheeks.
Then he screwed me.
Dirty whore!
He grunted, his couch shaking as he reamed my butt hard.
Take it! Take my thick, cop stick up your dirty ass!
You can't stop me!
You're just a fucking prostitute!
This is all you're good for!
Yes, yes, yes!
I panted, pushing back into his strokes, my body responding to his degrading words.
His strong hands ran up and down my supple back, pressing me down into the rough couch.
Screw me!
Oh, shoot!
Your cock's wonderful, officer!
Screw my dirty, whorish butt!
My orgasm burned hot through me.
I screamed into the couch cushion. My bowels writhed about his wonderful shaft.
His balls smacked against my taint as he screwed me harder, spurred on by my climaxing hole.
Fucking slut!
He grunted as his hot cum flooded my butthole.
This was a great reward to saving those six women.
Mark Glasner, Puyallup, Washington. Mary enjoyed driving her new Eos. It cost $38,000 before taxes, but the dealership was happy to take just a dollar for the car. I had them fill out all the paperwork to make it all nice and legal, then I had thrown Allison the keys to my Mustang and told her to follow.
Where to?
Mary asked as she turned her new car onto River Road.
Well, it's getting late. Why don't we find our new house?
She raised her eyebrows.
Are you going to take someone's house?
Yep. I winked at her.
You are so bad.
So where is our new house at?
Just follow my directions. I know where some beautiful homes are.
Sure. I gave her a few quick directions that would take us back up to South Hill on Shaw Road. The engagement ring box pressed against my leg in my pants pocket, and I wondered how and where I would propose to her. I wanted it to be special and romantic.
Mary,
I asked her as she drove us through downtown Puyallup.
Is there anything around the Puget Sound that you've always wanted to do?
I hoped I sounded subtle. Mary bit her lip as she thought. It was one of the many cute things she did.
I would like to see orcas swimming and frolicking.
I frowned.
Orcas? Aren't those out in the ocean?
She laughed.
There are a couple pods that live in the sound.
She said, incredulous that I, her boyfriend, could be so dumb.
Okay. So you go to a pier or something?
No, there are these boats that take tours out into the sound.
Shelley, my friend from high school, went on one with her boyfriend. She said they were so beautiful and it was so very romantic.
Romantic, huh? I wasn't sure what was so romantic about watching big fish in the ocean, but Mary sure seemed excited.
I could give that to her.
If she wanted to see big fish, then I'd make that happen for her.
How about you?
She asked.
Huh?
I frowned.
Any place you've always wanted to see?
I thought for a minute.
The Space Needle. I've spent my whole life living an hour's drive from it, and I've never been up there.
Oh, it's very beautiful and romantic up there. She gushed, her freckled face lighting up.
And there's this restaurant built up there. It slowly rotates so you can see all across Seattle, and the sound. It's so gorgeous.
Then you'll have to show me how beautiful it is sometimes. Mary nodded her head.
I'd love to, Mark.
A plan formed in my mind. I could use Allison to make the arrangements and surprise Mary with the entire trip. My directions led us back up South Hill to where million-dollar houses were built on the edge of the hill, overlooking the Puyallup River Valley with a stunning view of Mount Rainier. We turned into a neighborhood called Mountain View Estates.
Wow.
Mary whispered, her eyes as large as saucers.
Choose one.
I told her.
And the owners are going to give it to you. What do you think?
That you promised to tell me tonight how you make people do whatever you want.
I'm dying to know. You won't like it.
I promised her, feeling a little uneasy. I could see the curiosity burning in her green eyes. She wasn't going to drop this. I wanted to tell her to forget it, to command her to stop being curious about my powers, but it felt wrong. I loved her, and I didn't want to make her into my puppet. If she didn't have free will, how could she actually love me back? She looked around the block as we drove up the street, following the curve, then her eyes fell on a blue-gray, three-story house, with white trim. Large windows faced the street, and the yard was well manicured, with shrubs and decorative rocks. Mount Rainier, a majestic, snow-capped peak loomed behind the house. I always had to pause and admire the beauty of Mount Rainier. No matter how many times I've seen it, and you could see it from anywhere in Pierce County, it never stopped looking majestic.
This is the one.
She beamed, and pulled her Eos into the driveway of 2,932 metric tons. View court, turning off the car's engine.
It's gorgeous.
Chapter 4. One cannot tell the rise of the tyrants without telling the story of Brandon Fitzsimmons. On the surface, he presented himself as cultured and sensitive, often donating to many causes or appearing at charity events with his first wife Marianne and later, his second wife, Desiree. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Brandon Fitzsimmons. After the gym, she went to lunch with a few friends. Doug reported over my car speakers my cell phone was connected to my BMW's radio by Bluetooth. Then she came home.
Good.
I sighed, driving past Doug's beat-up car. The piece of shit looked so out of place on Mountain View Court. Maybe I should rent him something nicer so he blends in better? I hit the garage door remote clip to my sun visor, the blue-gray garage doors opened, and I pulled into my driveway and parked my car in the garage next to my wife's white BMW.
I don't think she's cheating, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Doug answered.
I think you're just being paranoid.
I probably was, but after my first ex-wife had embarrassed me by running off with another executive at work, who could blame me? I needed to keep reminding myself that Desiree wasn't a cunt like Marianne. She was always a good wife who would never do anything that I would have to chastise her for. I balled my fist. Marianne needed constant chastisement.
Keep on her for another week or so.
Just to be sure.
You're paying.
He chuckled.
I'll watch her for as long as you want.
Good.
I have to go. I'll wire next week's expenses to you in the morning.
Cool.
Take care, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
I hung up, not bothering to get too familiar with the private investigator. I climbed out of my car, grabbing my leather briefcase, and whistled as I walked through the garage past Desiree's white BMW, not as nice as mine, but still a great car. The garage led into our kitchen, and my wife greeted me with a big smile. She was a gorgeous, Latina woman, 29, in a white, wraparound dress with a plunging neckline that showed off a large and generous cleavage. She wore no bra and her full tits bounced and jiggled as she shuffled about the kitchen, and I admired the way her curvy ass swayed beneath her tight skirt.
How was your day, mi querito?
She asked, a smile spreading across her nut-brown face. She always called me, my dear, in Spanish.
It was sweet.
She was such a good wife. She would never cheat on me.
Just fine.
I smiled, and she leaned down so I could kiss her cheek. Some guys hate dating women taller than them, but when you're barely 5'3", you either became used to it or dated midgets. Besides, it put me at eye level with her tits. And they were as lovely as always.
Yours?
Oh, nothing exciting. Just the gym and lunch with a few friends.
What's for dinner?
He asked her. A mysterious grin parted her gorgeous face.
It's a surprise.
She was one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen. I loved to hold onto both of her ass cheeks as she rode me in bed. Desiree was wild in the sack.
What sort of surprise?
I purred, groping her ass.
You won't be disappointed in it.
She promised, playfully batting my hand away.
I never am.
Not only was she gorgeous, she was a genius in the kitchen. My last wife could burn cereal. Now I actually enjoyed coming home and eating a home-cooked meal. It was the doorbell rang.
I'll get it.
I muttered, irritation flashing through me. It better not be some damn magazine salesman or, worse, missionaries trying to save my soul. I had money, what did I care about my soul? I strode through my house, rubbing my hand across my balding hair and adjusting my suspenders. The house was clean, the maid had been through today. Desiree loved to cook, but she couldn't be bothered to clean the house. Oh well, it gave her time to hit the gym and keep her body tight. I passed through the living room and down the short hallway that led to the front door. I could see through the window a man and woman standing on my porch. They didn't look like salesmen or missionaries, but they also weren't one of my neighbors.
Can I help you?
I asked as I opened the door, peering at them suspiciously. The man was a little overweight, but compared to me he was skinny, with intense blue eyes and a boyish grin on his face. The woman he had his arm wrapped about was pretty in a plain, girl next door sort of way with a freckled face, and auburn hair pulled into a ponytail.
I'm Mark, and this is my girlfriend Mary, and our slut Allison.
Slut? I hadn't noticed the other woman. She was the youngest, probably 18,
with bubblegum pink hair and, that was a nice pair of tits beneath her very tight, pink t-shirt stained with what looked like cum. She clearly wore no bra and her nipples were clearly pierced. She's the type of girl that'll fuck you in the champagne room for an extra 50. But she didn't belong on the street. Get off my property or I'll call the police. I ordered, and closed the door. The man, Mark, caught the door with one hand. That's rude. Invite us in. Sorry. I muttered, flushing at my rudeness. The man's voice was so deep and pleasant, and I couldn't think of any reason not to let them in, so I opened the door wide. Please come in. I'm Brandon Fitzsimmons. They did, and I led them into my living room. The man nodded, examining the plush, cream-colored couch and matching easy chair my favorite throne. He smiled at my 56-inch flat screen hung on the wall over an impressive entertainment center, while Mary examined the expensive art a mix of modern and classics my art broker told me were valuable and cooed over a painting that looked like someone just splashed various color paints on canvas. I did not get modern art. But it was expensive, so it must be good. At the very least, it impressed my colleagues. Is there anyone else living here? Mark asked me as their slut flopped onto the couch. Her skirt flared up and I had a brief flash of her shaved pussy. Just my wife, Desiree. I answered. Who's at the door, mi querito? My wife called, walking over to put her arm around my waist. Hello. She greeted Mark and Mary pleasantly. I'm Desiree. I'm Mark and this is Mary. The man said, his eyes staring right at my wife's rack. No manners at all, she's my woman. And that's Allison. She's our slut. I see. Desiree said delicately, and gave me a confused look. I didn't really know what to say. What do you think? He asked Mary as he eyed my wife with a hungry look. Hey, watch where you're looking, pal. I shouted. Mark fixed his blue eyes on mine. Don't speak. Don't speak? Who did he think he was talking to? I opened my mouth to tear into the jackass, but I couldn't seem to find anything to say. I closed my mouth, frowning. Surely I could muster a choice insult or two to hurl at this jackass. My blood boiled, and my anger itched to burst out of me and tear this cocksucker a new asshole. I opened my mouth again and I realized I didn't want to speak. Not because this dick commanded me to be quiet, but because I didn't want to say anything. Do you cook? Mary asked the woman, a considering look on her face. I do. She said. I love to cook. Mark looked at me. Is she actually a good cook? You can speak when I ask you questions. She's the best. I answered, finding my voice again. It's one of the reasons I married her. Not the most important though. I reached down and squeezed her plump firm ass. Stop that. Desiree purred wickedly, slapping my hand away. Waddler guesstink. I wanted to say that I'm the luckiest guy in the world. But I still didn't want to say anything. It wasn't Mark that asked me the question. I did keep my hand on Desiree's ass, marking my territory. She was my woman. This'll work just fine. Mary nodded. I wanted to ask what was fine. Brandon, we're going to borrow your house, and your wife, for a while. Mark told me. Sure. I answered, it seemed reasonable. Though what do you mean by borrow my wife? Just stand there quietly and watch. Mark said with a smile. Desiree, get down on your knees and suck my cock. I gaped in astonishment as my lovely wife dropped to her knees, her hands fished out Mark's cock, then her warm mouth engulfed him. My stomach felt sick. Why was she doing that? I wanted to reach over and punch Mark in the face, then grab my wife and slap her for being a whore, but I couldn't seem to move. And I couldn't turn my eyes away as my wife sucked and bobbed, licking his tip, then engulfing the entire cock back into her mouth. MHH, your wife's got a hot, little mouth. Mark groaned. That's it, work that cock. Show your husband just how much of a gold-digging whore you really are. My wife made a throaty moan, and really worked her mouth on his cock. It was like a nightmare, and all I could do was watch my second wife cheat on me and be a whore just like Marianne had been. Who was this man? Why did I listen to every word he said? If I could move, I'd kill him. Mark Glasner. I savored making Desiree suck my cock in front of her husband. The little whore loved it. And she was definitely wasted on the fat, short, balding man. He could never have pulled a piece of ass as fine as her without his money. Of course, I wasn't any different. Her mouth was warm and wet, and she sucked hard, sending my balls into overdrive. Worship that cock. I groaned. You love it. You're a gold-digging whore, and you'll worship any guy with money and power. And I'll have more than any other man. She sucked harder, moaning around my cock. Mary kissed me on the cheek, and whispered. Enjoy. Then she walked over to Allison and smacked her ass. Sluts go naked in the house. Sorry, mistress. Allison apologized and quickly pulled off her cum-stained top and slipped out of her wispy skirt. Her gorgeous body was covered in streaks of my dried spunk and that just made her even sexier. Undress me. Mary ordered. Allison eagerly pulled off her white blouse, unhooked the lacy, gray bra then unzipped the tight skirt. Finally, our slut knelt down and pulled off her mistress's wispy, gray panties. Mary's pussy was right in Allison's face, and the little slut couldn't resist swiping her tongue through Mary's wet slit. Good slut. Mary murmured as she grabbed Allison's arm and pulled the girl to her feet, leading her over to the couch. Mary and Allison sat down and kissed, while her fingers played with Allison's nipple piercings. Desiree, I'm your master now. I told her. And Mary's your mistress. You will do whatever filthy or depraved acts we tell you to and enjoy it.
You burned to be used by us.
She popped her cock off my dick.
Yes, sir.
She purred, then gobbled my cock again.
Good.
Allison's our number one slut. She's in charge when Mary and I aren't around. Mary's legs were spread open, her pussy wet and flushed and begging for attention. I loved looking at her pussy. So wet and juicy.
Desiree, go eat your mistress's cunt.
Desiree stopped sucking my cock.
Gladly.
She crawled across the floor, her shapely ass rolling. Mary smiled down at Desiree as Allison sucked on her left nipple.
Eat my pussy, slut.
Absolutely.
I love to eat pussy.
Desiree purred in her sexy, Hispanic lilt. Mary groaned as Brandon's wife pressed her mouth into her cunt. Mary grabbed her thick hair and rubbed the Latina slut's face into her pussy. I dropped behind my newest slut, pulling her skirt up, and exposed the black thong. I ripped it off her pussy. Her cunt was shaved and had large, pink labia dripping with her excitement.
Your wife's soaking wet,
I told Brandon. He looked queasy as I slowly slid my cock inside her while Desiree moaned into Mary's cunt. The slut pushed back, eager to feel me inside her.
She's nice and tight as well.
I fucked Desiree's pussy hard, enjoying her cunt's velvety grip, and the sight of Desiree eating out Mary while Allison sucked on her freckled tits. Mary's hand slipped between Allison's thighs and fingered her clit.
Thank you, mistress.
Allison purred around her nipple. Desiree's plump ass jiggled as I fucked her. And then she started wiggling on my cock, bucking back into me. I slipped a hand around her waist and found her hard clit and rubbed. Her cunt contracted about my cock and she held wordlessly into Mary's cunt. I pumped harder, enjoying the velvety massage her orgasming pussy was giving my shaft.
God, your wife's a dirty whore!
I shouted at Brandon.
She just came on my dick. Tell your husband how much you loved it.
Oh, I fucking loved it, mi querito! Desiree panted, mouth stained with cunt juices.
His cock feels so good in my pussy. I came so hard.
Your wife's going to be well looked after, I told her husband.
So go upstairs, pack your suitcases. Whatever you'll need for a few weeks and go check into a cheap motel. Not local, something closer to your work. You'll live there until you can find a new home. Do not make any attempt to contact your wife. Do not call the police, or tell anyone about what's going on. Now go!
Brandon raced out of the room, his fat gut shaking, and the stairs moaning in protest as he raced up them.
That's it, slut, purred Desiree.
She's eaten pussy before, Mark.
This little slut is, oh yes, gonna make me come.
I smacked Desiree's plump grown ass.
Make my girlfriend come, whore.
I want to watch that.
Oh, Mark. She's doing it. She's gonna make me cream.
Mary bucked so hard Allison had to stop sucking on her titties. Desiree began to pull her head up, but Mary grabbed her hair and shoved her back in.
I didn't say to stop eating her, slut.
I slapped Desiree's ass hard, leaving a red handprint, and she moaned an apology around Mary's pussy. Allison shuddered next to Mary, coming on her fingers.
Oh, thank you, mistress.
She panted.
Thank you for making me come.
Mary held up her fingers and Allison obediently licked her cream off those slender digits. I gripped Desiree's hips and really began to pound her cunt. I was getting close to coming as Desiree writhed before me, eating feverishly at Mary's pussy. Her cunt rippled about my cock as she came a second time. My balls tightened and my body tense. I pounded her harder, the air filled with the slap of our flesh.
Oh fuck!
I groaned.
Come in her!
Cooed Mary.
Flood our newest slut with your spunk! Fuck yeah!
I moaned as my cock erupted deep into Desiree's cunt. Pleasure surged through my body every time another blast of cum sprayed inside her.
Take my cum, whore. So wonderful.
The Latina slut groaned. Panting, I pulled out of her and sank on the couch next to Mary. My girlfriend snuggled up to me and I put an arm around her shoulder, a yawn escaping my lips. Mary giggled.
You're so cute when you yawn.
I smiled at her, loving the dimples on her freckled cheeks and her cute nose. I had to kiss it, then her sweet lips before I leaned back into the couch and watched our new slut devour my girlfriend's pussy, enjoying Mary's lithe body pressed against me. Allison wasted no time in getting behind Desiree, and sucked my cum out of her pussy.
Oh, this slut knows how to eat pussy, Mark.
She purred, shifting as Desiree kept munching on her body. Mary's green eyes fluttered and I watched the passion grow in her. Her hips bucked, and she suddenly turned and kissed me hard, her nimble tongue probing my mouth. She broke the kiss, panting loud as her next orgasm neared. I bent down and sucked one of her hard little nipples into my mouth, her hand stroking me as I played with her breasts.
Oh, that's nice.
Mary whispered as a shiver rippled through her.
Oh fuck, Desiree's a good cum lapper.
She gasped as she came with a hard shudder. Breathing heavily, Mary shoved Desiree off her cunt.
You can stop, slut.
I reclined back into the couch. Fuck, I was tired. I had been up over a day and my sleep deprivation came crashing down on me, weighing down my eyelids. I let them close, too tired to fight, and Mary cuddled up next to me. There was crashing above as Brandon raced down the stairs, dragging his suitcase, and heading through a door out into the garage. He didn't say a word. The garage door opened and sleep overcame me. Mary Sullivan. It was when Mark started snoring softly that I realized he had fallen asleep. I was curled up next to him on the couch, enjoying the afterglow of the two orgasms Desiree Cunnilingus had given me. I rested my head on his chest and listened to Mark breathe for a minute. Allison still sat on the floor and Desiree was standing, not sure what to do.
Desiree, have you started dinner yet?
I asked.
Yes, Miss Mary.
Desiree answered, stepping into the living room. She had dressed herself, covering that delightful, nut-brown body.
The roast is in the oven and I was about to start on the mashed potatoes.
Sluts refer to her as mistress. Allison fiercely declared.
Sorry, mistress.
Desiree gasped.
Mistress, shall I attend to this slut?
Yes, once she's disciplined, have her continue cooking dinner.
I ordered.
Yes, mistress. Allison said, standing up.
Desiree, sluts don't wear clothes inside the house.
Discipline her in the other room. I said.
Mark's sleeping.
Yes, mistress. Allison dragged Desiree out of the room as the Latina was unbelting her dress. The dress opened up, revealing heavy, brown breasts with dark pink nipples before the pair disappeared out of sight. I sighed and snuggled up next to Mark and I awoke to find Allison sitting cross-legged on the floor at my feet, naked and lovely, her perky breasts topped by those delicious nipple piercings. I stretched and yawned, startling Allison.
Is Desiree working on dinner?
Yes, mistress. Every time Allison called me, mistress, it sent a naughty little tingle through my body, ending at my pussy.
I'm going to take a shower.
I said. After all the depraved fucking I did with Mark today, I reeked of sex.
Gather up the beauty supplies and that robe I bought and meet me upstairs in the master suite.
I smiled, licking my lips.
You'll get to wash me.
Allison grinned eagerly at me.
At once, mistress.
As she ran by, I slapped her firm, young ass. Allison did not even hesitate in going outside naked to Mark's Mustang. I smiled, what a nasty slut. I wandered upstairs and found the master bedroom. It was a luxurious room. A four-poster bed with white silk hanging stitched with pink roses. A matching quilt covered the bed. There was a dressing table made of carved dark wood. I wandered into the master bathroom and found a jacuzzi next to a large shower that could easily fit four people. And one of those European things that squirts water on your ass.
A bidet?
A bidet? I was sitting on the bidet, enjoying the water shooting on my pussy and ass when Allison entered, still naked, and my eyes feasted on her lithe form. Her beasts were large and perky. Bigger than mine, they were mere pleasant handfuls compared to Allison. Her pink nipples were pierced with silver barbells and I reached out and grasped one and tugged. Allison gasped and smiled seductively at me. Her stomach was flat, and she was shaved smooth. Where her pubic hair would be, she had tattooed.
Come on in.
With a little arrow pointing down to her clit. In her hand she carried the shampoo, the conditioner, and the body wash that I had purchased today. I was going to enjoy her. I couldn't believe how much I've changed today. I would never have thought in a million years that I could order a sex slave around. Mark showed me just how little I truly knew the depraved lusts beating in my heart. Allison fiddled with the controls and the shower hissed on. She adjusted the temperature and then climbed in, the water running down her tight, lithe body.
All set, mistress.
Good. I purred and slid in behind her, the water warm and pleasant.
You're going to make sure I'm pristine.
Gladly. I pulled Allison against me, her pierced nipples rubbing against my breast, and I kissed her. Her tongue wrestled with mine, and her hand reached down and squeezed my butt. Washing could wait, I was getting horny. Her legs spread open for me, and our smooth cunts brushed together and our clits kissed and that wonderful feeling washed through me. Allison held me tight, writhing her hips in rhythm with my fucking, her tongue wiggling in my mouth. I slid a hand up her side and squeezed her large tit. I found her nipple and piercing, and pulled and pinched it. Our clits rubbed together as we tribbed and the warm water poured about us. My orgasm built, and I fucked Allison harder and harder. Allison was moaning loudly and shuddering in my arms. The naughty slut had come first. I pinched her nipple hard and she gasped in pain.
How dare you come before me, slut!
I hissed.
Oh, sorry, mistress.
Allison gasped as I mauled her breast and tugged at her nipple piercing.
Your clit feels so good on me. You are such a wonderful lover that I couldn't help myself. I'm so sorry.
She ground her cunt back into me and slipped a finger up my asshole. I groaned, loving how amazing her finger felt up there. The little slut was learning what I liked. I fucked her as she fingered my ass. I kissed her again, nibbling on her lower lip. Her clit felt like electricity on mine. Sparks of desire rolled through me. My pleasure built and built, and then crested, and I came in my slut's arms. Panting, I stepped back from my slut and waited. She grabbed a loofah and washed my body with coconut-scented soap. The loofah was soft as she washed, reaching her arms about me to wash my back, our breasts pressed together. Her nipples and hard piercings brushing lightly against mine. The little minx was teasing me. She washed slowly lower, rubbing my ass, kneading it, pulling me into her groin and for the briefest instance our clits touched. I gasped as electricity tingled through me, and then she pulled back, moving up to wash my arms. I was growing wet again, and my nipples were achingly hard as she washed my chest, carefully avoiding my breasts. She washed down my sides and across my flat stomach before she worked her way back up to my tits.
You dirty slut.
I groaned.
Always for you, mistress. What about Mark?
His happiness was more important than mine. As long as he was happy, so was I.
Definitely for master.
Moaned Allison, her eyes shinny. When the loofah started rubbing on my left breast, circling about my areola, growing closer with every pass, I moaned in anticipation. When the soft sponge finally brushed my hard nipple, I gasped in pleasure, almost coming. She gently washed my nipple, then slid over to my other breast and started the teasing again. Allison then knelt before me, her pink hair plastered wet to her body,
and she began to wash my legs, beginning at the hip and washing up the inside of my thighs, coming achingly close to my pussy before she switched over to my right leg. My skin was on fire, my entire body hummed with lust that was building in my pussy, fanned by this cute minx teasing my body. And then sweet relief came as the loofah rubbed along my pussy. My excitement crashed over me and I shuddered in climax.
"Oh God, you little, teasing slut!"
I moaned as my orgasm washed over me. I gasped as her tongue flicked over my clit. Her tongue stud cold and hard on my sensitive nub, sending sparks of pleasure flying through me. I gripped her hair and fucked my cunt on her face. Her tongue wiggled up inside my pussy, rubbing along my sensitive walls. I bucked on her face as another orgasm surged through my body. I was moaning wordlessly, and the little slut never stopped. She just kept sucking and licking my nethers, fanning the flames of my lust. I leaned back against the shower wall, warm water pelting my breasts, and came again on Allison's tongue.
"Fuck!"
I moaned and another orgasm followed, my muscles tensing with delight. It was too much, and I pushed Allison's face away from my cunt. I panted heavily and moaned.
"Oh God! You fucking slut, that was amazing!"
Allison grinned up at me, playing with her cunt. I pulled her up and kissed her soundly, tasting my spicy, sweet juices. I needed to return the favor. I kissed down my slut's body, and felt her quiver in excitement. Her legs were spread and her pussy flushed and wet. I tasted her cunt, her juices were sweet and thick, like honey, and they were delicious. My tongue licked through the fro of her snatch, dipping into her pussy, and ending at the hard nub of her clit.
"Oh, mistress!"
she moaned.
"Oh, mistress, your tongue is amazing! Thank you for pleasuring me!"
It wasn't a problem. Mark awakened my hunger for pussy and Allison's was just perfect to satisfy my cravings. I gripped her ass and dug my tongue deep into her hole, and rubbed my face on her pussy. Her scent filled my nostrils and her taste filled my mouth. She was warm inside, her pussy walls silk on my tongue. I moved up to her clit, gently biting it with my teeth and she bucked on my face, fresh honey flooding past my lips. I drank and drank until I had my fill and rose up. My slut panted and we kissed beneath the spray of water. Allison shampooed my hair and then I stepped out of the shower and she dried me off with a terry cloth towel. I told her to get back in the shower and wash herself and exited the bathroom. On the bed, Allison had laid out the pink, silk robe I took from the Secret Treasure lingerie store in the South Hill Mall today. I just knew Mark would love to see me in this robe. He'd probably be so excited, he'd shoot off in his pants. Smiling wickedly, I drew the silk on over my body. The soft fabric kissed my naked body and I loosely tied the robe closed. I went downstairs and found Mark still snoring. I snuggled back up to him and watched some mindless game show, glad I could feel my boyfriend's warmth against me. I kissed his cheek and leaned my head on his shoulder. Chapter 5. The gods did establish their first abode in the house of Desiree, the second holy slut to serve the living gods. Like Allison before her, Desiree captured the love of the gods and graciously agreed to serve and house them. The Gospel of April 532. Mark Glasner. I woke up, confused where I was. Then I remembered, I was in the Fitzsimmons house. No, it was my house now. I took it from him. I rubbed sleep from my eyes and saw Mary sitting next to me. It was dark in the living room, the sun had begun to set while I was sleeping and the living room danced with the shifting light from the television.
"Have a nice nap?" Mary asked.
I nodded and sat up. Mary had showered and smelled of coconut, her red hair falling wet and loosely about her shoulders. She wore a pink, silk robe that hung open, exposing her nude body. Allison knelt before her, gently licking at her slit.
"Having fun?" I asked.
"I am." Mary sighed happily, and pushed Allison off her cunt. Then she snuggled up against me, belting her robe closed. The fabric really clung to her flesh, nipples hard dimples.
"Damn, I love that robe."
She beamed at me then gave me a quick kiss.
"Dinner will be ready, soon, and then we'll talk."
"Talk?
Oh, fuck."
I remembered my promise to tell her how I could make people do what I wanted.
"You still want to know?"
She nodded, and kissed my neck. One command and she'd forget it all. It would be so simple. She'd be happy. And a slave.
"Okay, after dinner, Mare."
We cuddled. It was wonderful. She smelled so delightful, felt so warm. I could stay like this forever. Why did she have to have a boyfriend when I met her? If she had been single, I wouldn't have needed to sell my soul to claim her. We both had felt that spark last night when our eyes met. I glanced at Allison. My pack did have its perks though. I started drifting off to sleep again when Desiree announced.
"Dinner's ready, master."
She was standing at the living room entrance naked save for a white apron. Her large tits spilled around the frilly apron and dark, pink nipples peeked out as she breathed. We stood up, Mary belting close her robe, which clung silkily to her body, molding to the curves of her hips and breasts. Desiree led us into a beautiful dining room with a table covered in a lace tablecloth. Two plates had been set at the corners and the only lights were from mauve candles set in silver candle holders. Desiree handed Allison a bottle of wine, and she poured us both a glass while Desiree set plates of food on the table. Steaming on the plates was a savory roast, dripping in gravy with a side of mashed potatoes. Bowls containing a mixed vegetable salad sat next to the plates, along with various bottles of dressing. Allison held a chair out for Mary while Desiree held one for me. Once we were both seated, the sluts retired to the kitchen.
This is amazing.
I smiled, taking a bite of the moist, delicious roast.
You have to try this.
Mary sighed, holding up a fork covered in mashed potatoes drizzled in brown gravy. They were thick and creamy, and the gravy was rich and savory. I took a sip of the dark, red wine, and it seemed to complement the roast. I didn't know a lot about wine, but this was the best glass I ever had. Mary made a game of feeding me with her fork, interspersed with her sweet kiss. She was such a wonderful creature. A bit of gravy leaked down her lips. I leaned and then licked up the savory sauce, my hand landing on her sexy thigh. She turned into the kiss, working her mouth against me. The dinner was delicious, but Mary tasted far better. My hand slid up her thigh, pushing beneath her silk robe to find her shaved, wet pussy. Her thighs opened for me, a shudder passing through her body as I fingered her. Her clit grew hard beneath my fingers and my cock swelled. Her hand found my dick. I groaned as she stroked me, dropping her fork and moaning into my lips. Our chairs creaked as we fondled each other. Her hand was soft and lithe, stroking the tip of my cock on the upstroke, then sliding back down. I shoved a finger into her hot depths. She shuddered, her pussy squeezing down on my finger. I worked it in and out, thumbing her clit as I explored her hot depths. She stroked me faster, squeezing hard, twisting her hand about the tip before sliding back down. I felt the pleasure of her hand shooting through me, my balls tightening. I wanted her to come with me. I slipped a second finger into my love's pussy, curling them, sliding them about. She squeezed on my cock, her fist flying faster. She moaned into my lips as her pleasure mounted. Her gasp of bliss was muffled by my lips. She shuddered in her chair. Her pussy grew very wet, squeezing down on my fingers. I made her come. I loved to do that. Her hand slid up my cock, brushing the tips. I shuddered, erupting and spraying my cum onto the bottom of the dining table. She broke the kiss, holding her hand up, ropes of cum splattered across her. She brought them to her lips and licked herself clean, staring at me with her green eyes the entire time. I brought my sticky fingers to my lips and savored her treat. She smiled. What a great meal. That was delicious. I nodded. And so was your food, Desiree. I think we're ready for dessert. I thought I had mine. Mary giggled. I'm so glad you enjoyed the food, Master. Desiree blushed when she came out to clear the plates. After the plates were cleared, Desiree and Allison returned with dessert slices of chocolate cake and scoops of vanilla ice cream. The cake was heavenly, the texture spongy and moist. You are amazing, moaned Mary to Desiree as she took her first bite. The Latina slut blushed. You are wasted on that fat husband of yours. I smiled. I'm going to keep you forever. Oh, thank you, Master. Desiree purred. My husband was starting to bore me. And his cock, so little. Allison gave a wicked laugh and goosed Desiree's ass. Gold-digging whore? Desiree flushed and nodded. And aren't you quite the slut? The Latina woman reached out, tracing Allison's nipples, then slid down to her tattoo. I bet you are quite the wildcat in bed, aren't you? Meow. Allison giggled. Desiree bent down and whispered in Allison's ear and my pink-haired slut let out a wicked laugh. Mary and I had both devoured our cake, and Desiree cleared the dessert plates, her heavy breasts swaying as she walked around the table. I reached out a hand, giving her heavy tits a nice fondle, her nipples hard against my palms. She purred happily and kissed my forehead. We want some privacy, I told the sluts. Delight twinkled in Desiree's eyes, and she glanced at Allison. We'll find a way to amuse ourselves. Allison waggled her tongue at Desiree. Yes, we will, Master. My eyes lingered on both my sluts' shapely asses as they disappeared back into the kitchen. Dinner's over, Mark, spill the beans, Mary eagerly said, leaning close to me. I could smell her coconut shampoo. My stomach roiled in sudden nerves, scared to tell Mary where my powers came from. I looked at my girlfriend. Her heart-shaped face stared expectantly at me. The pink, silk robe she wore had loosened during supper, and I could see a dusky nipple perched on a small, freckled breast. I took a deep breath. I loved her. I could share my darkest secrets with her. You still want to know how I can do the things I do? She nodded eagerly. I sighed. Well, it's... I started to say. This was harder than I thought. My stomach was twisted in painful knots. The longer I prolonged this, the worse it grew. Maybe it was like ripping off a band-aid. I just needed to get this over as quickly as possible. I made a deal with the devil, I blurted out. Mary blinked. What? Confusion marred her face as she furrowed her auburn eyebrows. Last night, at a crossroads, I made a deal with the devil, I replied. In exchange for my soul, he gave me three wishes. A long, healthy life. Sexual stamina. I paused. And people have to do what I tell them to. Her face contorted in surprise as she realized what that meant. I love you, Mare. I don't want to control you anymore. I took a deep breath, and gave her my final command. You no longer have to do what I told you or what I will tell you to do. You are free to ignore my commands. There was silence. Then her face flushed in anger. So I wasn't attracted to you. I didn't even have a choice. You just told me to spread my legs and I had to do it. Fuck, Mark. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? I'm sorry, Mare. I whispered, flinching beneath her words. This wasn't going the way I had hoped. You were so beautiful and you were so happy to do what I told you to. I made sure you enjoyed it. How many times did you come today? That makes it better, she demanded, tears falling down her freckled cheeks. Oh God, she moaned. You made me do such depraved acts. And what you made me do to my boyfriend, Mike. Her body racked with sobs. This was going so badly. And she was right, I had made her love me, then I made her dump her boyfriend over the phone while I fuck her ass. God, what type of asshole does that?
I love you, Mare. I confessed to her. I think the moment I saw you in the coffee shop last night I fell in love with you. I was just so lonely, and you seemed so happy doing what I told you. It didn't seem wrong. But as the day wore on, I realized how terrible it was for me to tell you what to do, so I've tried to not give you direct orders anymore. You tell a slut what to do, not the woman you love. I'm so sorry for hurting you. I want you to truly be with me. Not because I made you, but because you love me. And that's the worst part, bastard!
Mary screamed.
I do love you. It makes this hurt so much more.
Relief washed over me for a moment. She still loved me.
Then what does the past matter? All that matters is that we love each other. What if it's not real love?
Mary retorted.
What if it's just the poison you fed me? Does it matter how you fell in love with me? Doesn't it just matter how your heart feels?
I reached out to grab her hand, but she pulled away.
We can be happy together. I can give you whatever you want. I can give you the world on a silver platter.
She hesitated, doubt conflicting her face. Then she steeled herself.
I think it does matter that my love isn't real. How do you know it's not real? How can you tell? What about last night? You seemed to be flirting with me. That was before I made my pact.
I? She opened her mouth and hesitated.
I don't know.
Fresh tears overwhelmed her, and she sobbed into her hands.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to go upstairs and wait.
I told her.
If your love for me outweighs your anger, then come upstairs. If not, I love you and I won't stop you from going. You can take the car, your clothes, anything you want. I promise I won't ever come looking for you. Just please think about it. Please?
Mary sat still for a moment, and then gave me the merest nod of her head. A tiny glimmer of hope shone on me. There was still a chance.
I love you, Mary.
Mary did not answer me. She just buried her face in her hands and cried. I stood from the table and left the dining room, my heart heavy with guilt and terror. I entered the kitchen where Allison and Desiree were cleaning the dishes. Allison looked at me, a supportive smile on her face.
It'll be okay, master. She whispered, hugging me. Mistress loves you.
Allison's hopeful words made me feel a little better.
Sluts, when you're finished with the cleaning, retire to the guest bedroom and do not leave until the morning unless you need to use the bathroom.
Yes, master.
She replied as Desiree nodded. Then I discontentedly headed upstairs to the master bedroom and sank to the floor, leaning back against the bed. And waited. My heart beat hard, stuck in my throat, almost choking me. I clenched my hands tight. And waited. My ears strained for sounds from downstairs, but all I could hear were clatters from the kitchen. Fear and doubt and terror and hope all swirled through my head. God, she was so hurt by the truth. I was such an idiot to release my control on her. I sighed. No, letting her be free was the only way to truly have her. It would never have been a real relationship if she was my slave. But she still loves me. I just need to hope that her love will win out against her anger. I would pray to God, but I don't think he would answer me. It was getting harder and harder to breathe as the tension squeezed my heart. Minutes ticked by along as hours. The longer I waited, the worse the conflict between hope and despair grew. Over and over, the two phrases began to repeat on a loop in my head, drowning out all other thoughts. Mary was going to come upstairs. Mary was going to leave. Again and again, like a needle skipping on a broken record, my mind echoed with those two thoughts. Mary was going to come upstairs. Mary was going to leave. Hope and despair, love and grief, warred for my soul. My heart pounded until I thought it was going to explode in my chest. Mary was going to come upstairs. Mary was going to leave. The front door opened. A car engine started. Despair slew hope, and love was drowned by grief. Mary was going to leave. I sobbed into my hands.
Chapter 6. The tyrant's theocracy often painted them as perfectly in love, stepping in harmony. But could their love be as pure as their propaganda suggested? Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Desiree Fitzsimmons. I trembled as my master left the kitchen. This night had been going so wonderfully. I was freed from being my boorish husband's trophy wife, and claimed by the amazing Mark and his delightful girlfriend. I was their sex slave, their slut now. It wasn't much different than being Brandon's wife, except the sex was so much hotter. I was even attracted to Mark. He may be the first guy I had ever fucked that I had actually enjoyed. And now everything seemed to have gone so wrong. Mark and Mary's fight had paralyzed Allison and me in the kitchen. Our master had been devastated when he walked out of the dining room. He seemed to have the power to make anyone do what he wants except make his girlfriend understand what he had done to her.
Do you think she's going to stay?
Allison asked, her voice a pained whisper. I looked at my fellow slut, her naked body trembling, tears spilling down her cheeks.
Maybe.
I told her, walking over to the cute girl. She was definitely pretty. I normally went for a more mature woman, like Diane, but there was something so innocent about her that contrasted with her nipple piercings and degrading tattoo above her pussy. She was whorish and pure, and it was so appealing. I knew why Master kept her around. She suddenly threw her arms around me, hugging me tight, her lithe body clinging to mine. I hugged her back, enjoying the feel of our flesh pressed together. This was another perk of serving Mark. I could indulge in my lesbian desires. I didn't have to hide who I was just to land a man that could take care of me in style. Mark didn't care that I was gay. He loved it.
She can't go,
sobbed Allison.
She's my mistress. I need her almost as much as master.
A spark of anger burned in me. How dare our mistress fight with our master? Doesn't she know how much she's hurt both Allison and Mark?
It wasn't right.
Mark was an amazing man.
A powerful man.
In another time, I'm sure he'd be a king.
My king.
Please say she'll stay.
Begged Allison.
She made me come in the shower. I thought she cared for me. And I thought she loved master.
I rocked her, nuzzling at her ear.
It'll be okay. Mark is a king. He's powerful. If he wanted her to stay, he would have made her.
He let her make the choice.
You heard him. Maybe she'll stay. Maybe she'll realize that she does love him.
But what if she doesn't? What if she lied about loving him?
Then Mireille is better off without him.
Mireille?
My king.
I stroked Allison's pink hair. Calling him that just felt right to me.
If she doesn't love him, then it's better this way.
He can find another woman to love.
And until then, he'll have me and you to satiate his lusts.
Allison sniffed, her arms squeezing tight about me.
We'll make sure he's taken care of. We'll never leave him, right?
Of course not.
I smiled.
Why would I ever leave him?
He was my king.
I belonged to him.
He had taken me in front of my husband.
Good.
Allison sighed.
Thank you, Desiree.
You're welcome.
I smiled.
I don't mind hugging a cute, naked girl like you.
Allison giggled.
She was so cute and innocent, and my heart beat a little faster as I held her, her hard nipples and those delightful piercing rubbing against my heavy tits. If I wasn't so scared about Mireille abandoning us and crushing Mireille's heart, I would probably want to do something with this sexy slut. The front door slammed shut, and I flinched. Mary had made her choice. Allison began sobbing in my arms, and a tear trickled down my cheek.
Mary Sullivan.
I sobbed into my hands. It all made such a sick kind of sense why I acted the whore today. A man, whom I only met last night, walked into my work this morning and told me to do the most depraved things, and I just did them without thought or question. I figured he had some animal magnetism, or that he awoken some lust buried inside me. That the special thing I had recognized in him last night had made me act like such a slut, or that I just loved him so much that I would happily debase myself. I had thought I had chosen to do those perverse acts. But to find out that he controlled me, that I was little more than a puppet dancing on his whims.
Oh God, it was more than I could take.
My body shook as I cried. My soul was crushed beneath this knowledge. Mark sold his soul to the devil and everyone had to do what he told them to. And the worst part was, I loved him. I ached for him. I wanted to run upstairs and shout out how much I loved him and embrace him and kiss him and fuck him. But how could I trust myself around him? With a simple command, I would be putty in his hands, free to perform whatever perverse acts he imagined. My hips shifted as my pussy itched, remembering just how much I had enjoyed performing those perverse acts, my pussy still wet and flushed from his wonderful fingers at dinner.
No!
I sobbed. He made me enjoy them. As long as I'm around him, I would be as much his slave as Allison and Desiree. But he had released me. He freed me from his power. If he had wanted to, he could make me stay, make me want to be with him, and make me forget I was ever even angry with him. With a word, I would beg him to degrade me further. I would crawl after him on my hands and knees.
No! 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 I am my own woman. I'm not Mark's slave. I'm not an object to satiate his lusts.
My soul was torn in pieces. If I only could hate him. This decision would be so easy. I had to get out of here. I stood up, wrapping the robe about me. I dashed out of the dining room, grabbing the keys to the EOS Mark had stolen from me. Christ, this was fucked up. He was so powerful. I ached to go upstairs and...
No!
Be strong! Fear beat in my breast. Did I have time to change? I was dressed only in the flimsiest of silk robes. It did little to cover my naked body beneath. What if he came back downstairs and brainwashed me again? No, I'm dressed enough. I grabbed one of the shopping bags Allison had carelessly left on the living room floor. I did not care what outfits were in there. I could change later, once I was away. Once I was free. I rushed outside, unlocking the EOS and jumping in. I stuck the key in the ignition and turned it. The car started with a low purr. I was going to escape, I was going to leave, to be free. I grabbed the gear shift and froze. I love Mark. The sentence seemed to float from the deepness of my soul. I loved him. But he hurt me. He degraded me. Fresh sobs racked my body, yes. But who hasn't hurt the one they love? Tears rolled down my cheeks, my stomach tangled with emotions. I tried to put the car into gear, but my hand refused to move. If I just put the car in reverse, I would be free. Come on, girl, it's not worth the risk. If I go back, I'll just be his slave again. But I'm free right now. Mark gave me a choice. No matter what I choose, I'm free. If I stay, it's because I chose to, not because he made me.
He hurt me.
I shouted in frustration, hating my traitorous body and mind for wanting to return to him.
How can I go back?
I love him, therefore I can forgive him. I froze.
Could I forgive him?
My heart thumped in my chest as I thought.
Could I forgive his mistake?
I loved Mark, ached for him. My hands trembled on the gear stick. It didn't matter why I loved him. Mark was right, it just mattered that I did love him. And he loved me. If he didn't love me, he would treat me just like Allison and Desiree. Like a whore. I've seen him with other women.
Half the time when he was fucking, he could care less if the women enjoyed it or had an orgasm. But with me, he made sure I had fun, that I had my orgasms. I smiled, remembering the wonderful cum Mark had given me at the salon, the way he'd kneel before me, spread my thighs, and eat my waxed pussy. He cared that I enjoyed myself. Mike, my former boyfriend, had never cared. He had treated me like Mark would treat other women. Like a whore. And what about Allison and Desiree? Do I just leave them to his enslavement? I can't deny that I got off on ordering them around and treating them as objects to satiate my lusts. There was something intoxicating about someone who would do whatever filthy thing you desire. A beautiful woman who was more than happy to get down on her knees and pleasure you with her tongue, her fingers. Mark could have had that from me. He did have that from me, back at my work with Cynthia and Vivian. And he had freed me. Could I do the same to Allison or Desiree, free them from their bondage? I shifted in the seat. My pussy itched with desire. No, I don't think I could. There were definitely perks staying with Mark. But what if makes me his slave again? I loved Mark, but did I trust him? Then, in a single moment of clarity, it came to me. There was one way to make sure we would forever be equals in our love. There was one way I could know that I could trust him. Chapter 7. The FBI and the Puyallup Police Department are asking for any help in identifying these three individuals in connection with the terrorist attack at the South Hill by Best. Suspect 1 is a white male. Transcript from the Channel 7 News broadcast, June 7, 2013. Mark Glasner. The front door slammed shut. A car engine started. Mary was going to leave. I sobbed into my hands. Mary was right to leave me. I never should have told her to love me. I never should have told her to fuck me, or destroy her relationship with her boyfriend. I had brought her nothing but betrayal and pain. How did you do that to someone you loved? The guilt threatened to swallow my soul. I snorted in derision. My soul. What did that matter? It wasn't even mine anymore. I sold it for these powers. And one day with my powers and this was the result. I fucked up bad. I was an idiot to think I would stop being a loser just because I sold my soul for these powers. What did anything matter? Love is for the weak, Mark. I pulled back from the brink of despair. I remembered what I had promised myself this morning. I was a new man, reborn beyond guilt. I don't need that useless emotion weighing me down. And I don't need love. All love ever did was make me care about my whore, deluded me into think my saucy filly would stay with me after what I did. She should have only been my favorite whore. Nothing more. That thought hurt. Because Mary wasn't my whore. You don't love your whore. And I loved Mary. This wasn't just lust. I felt something different with her from the moment I laid eyes on her last night. And this morning, she had blown away Cynthia and Vivian. As sexy as those two ladies were, Mary was far more than just an object to lust for. What I felt for Mary dwarfed the affection I had ever felt for anyone. But she didn't love me back. She would have stayed if she actually loved me. No one will ever love me, they'll just obey me. I pulled out the ring box from my pants pocket, and opened it up to stare at the diamond engagement ring. In the dark room, without any light to reflect its brilliant fire, it was just another dull stone. Just like Mary's soul. She had never loved me, she just reflected the light of my commands, reflecting a brilliant fire that enchanted me, blinded me with its beauty. But without my orders, there was nothing to reflect, just a dull soul who was disgusted with me. Hated me. The case snapped shut. I should get rid of the ring. Flush it down the toilet. Throw it in the garbage. I didn't need it. I had my whores. All I would ever have were my whores. Allison and Desiree, and more would come. You didn't love a whore. You didn't marry a whore. You just fucked a whore, pouring your cum into her mouth, pussy or ass. Allison and Desiree were wet and willing downstairs. I could forget all about love and Mary between their thighs. My cock stirred in my pants. I would fuck them raw, ravish them until their cries of passion smothered the pain in my heart. Mark! A voice whispered in the dark. Desiree Fitzsimmons. The front door opened. Allison was still clutched in my arm, and we both caught our breaths. The pink-haired slut trembled in my arms as we both strained to hear. Why did Mary come back? Did she forget something or had she made her choice? The stairs creaked. She's going to him. Gasped Allison. Our mistress came back. The young woman leaped in my arms. I broke away, standing back to watch her exuberant celebration. She danced naked, her delightful, perky breasts bouncing, silver flashing on the tips of her pink nipples. Liquid heat warmed my thighs. I leaned against the counter and watched her wild celebration. All the stress of the last few minutes was bursting out of the wild girl. Her hair danced about her shoulders, her hands sliding up and down her body. She began twerking her hips, rubbing her fingers between her thighs as she smiled at me, her cheeks growing more and more flushed. Our mistress is back, Desiree! She purred, her hips working from side to side. Isn't that wonderful? So wonderful. I breathed, captivated by this siren. Then why aren't you celebrating? She asked, pulling her hand from between her thighs, her fingers sticky with her juices. I'm enjoying watching you celebrate. I smiled, licking my lips. She grinned, bringing her fingers to her lips. You like to watch Nubel, young women work their stuff. I do. So much. She spun about, rolling her hips and shaking her bubbly ass at me. She bent over, her legs spread, her tight, pink pussy winking at me from between her thighs. She looked at me, her face framed by her thighs, her pink hair falling to the floor, and flashed me a naughty grin.
Like the view? So much. I can see your hot pussy and your tight asshole.
She slid her fingers up her thigh, reaching her pussy. She teased herself, biting her lip and sighing as she traced her tight, outer labia, shaved bare of any hair. Then her fingers spread her slit open, unveiling her pink, wet depths. Madre de Dios, I just wanted to fall to my knees and bury my face into her juicy twat.
I can see how excited my celebration is making you.
She laughed, digging a finger through her fro, coating her digit with a thick layer of her passion. She pulled it out, bringing it to her lips, sucking it hard, then she straightened up, spinning about.
You want to tongue and kiss me all over?
So badly.
And I want to let you.
She laughed, leaning against the counter. She shoved two fingers into her sopping depths, her breasts jiggling as a tremor passed through her body.
I love those dark eyes staring at me. You have such passion brimming in them. You make me so wet. Show me how wet you can get.
I purred, pressing my thighs together. She laughed, low and throaty, then hopped up on the counter. She spread her legs wide, one foot on the counter, the other dangling off it. Her pussy was stretched open, her fingers working in and out of her hole while her thumb stroked her hard clitoris.
I think you can fit more than two fingers in there.
Oh, I can't. She smiled, and a little siren pushed a third finger inside her.
That's it. Oh, yes. That's what I need.
My hand drifted to my heavy breast, pinching my nipple as her fingers plunged faster and faster in and out of her delicious hole. Her eyes squeezed shut, her mouth wide open. A tremble passed through her body, her fingers digging in even faster. I loved the soft sighs that escaped her lips, growing louder and louder.
Are you watching me, slut?
She moaned.
Are you feasting on my barely legal pussy being stretched wide by my fingers? Oh, yes.
Her cries grew high-pitched. Her body shuddered. I gasped as she squirted, spraying pussy juices about her hand and splattering the floor.
Fuck, that's hot.
She moaned.
Keep watching me. I love those eyes. So dark and sultry.
I moved to her, licking my lips.
I bet you'll like them more when they're looking up at you as I feast on your pussy.
Her sweaty face smiled and she ripped her fingers out.
I bet they would.
My face buried into her pussy lips, digging my tongue into her frill. She shuddered and gasped as I drank her sweet honey. I let her juices fill my mouth, running thick down my throat as I licked and sucked. She tasted almost as good as our mistress did. I let my tongue dig deeper, working through her juicy depths, giving her as much pleasure as I could.
Desira!
She moaned.
Your tongue is fucking awesome!
Her fingers ran through my dark hair, pulling my face into her depths.
That's it. Tongue me slut. Master was right to keep you. You can cook and eat pussy. You're so perfect.
I moaned into her snatch, my tongue probing and swiping, exploring every bit of her folds that I could. I just wanted to taste every inch of her pussy that I could.
I wanted to revel in her sweet flavor. I didn't care how sore my knees were getting as I knelt on the tiled floor. The discomfort was worth it to suck on her delicious twat.
Work that tongue, slut. Worship my pussy.
Oh, yes.
We are going to have so much fun serving Master together. His first two sluts.
Joy beat inside my breast. I was such a lucky woman to be chosen by me, Ray.
Oh, fuck.
You whore.
You're going to make me come again.
Yes. I love it. Eat my cunt.
Eat my slutty hole. That pussy belongs to Master and Mistress. You are so fortunate to get to eat it.
I was.
Her pussy tasted divine.
This creature was so wonderful. I was falling under her siren spell. I worked harder, eager to make her come again, hoping she would squirt into my mouth and drown me in her honey. Her hips bucked, her fingers tugging at my hair. I sucked her clit and as much of her pussy into my lips as I could. I swatted that clit, playing with it, driving her wild with my eagerness.
She let out a throaty moan, her thighs squeezing about my neck. She shuddered.
Delicious juices rained into my mouth. I had made this wonderful slut come.
Oh, Desiree. She panted as I looked up at her, my face sticky, her juices running down my neck to my heaving breasts.
I just smiled at her. Making her come was almost as satisfying as making me Ray and me Raina come.
Get on all fours like a bitch. She commanded.
I had to obey her. When me Ray and me Raina weren't around, I had to listen to her. I knelt like a bitch, wiggling my naked ass at her.
Saucy slut.
She laughed, picking up a rolling pin from the counter. It was thick and my pussy clenched in excitement.
I see the lust. You want me to shove this up your whorish cunt?
I do. I purred.
Fuck me with it.
Make me come.
Dirty slut.
They're dirty slut. I breathed as she knelt behind me, spreading my thighs apart. Her tongue swiped across my pussy, working in deep. I shuddered. I was so close to coming already. Watching her and eating her out had brought me to the brink. She nibbled on my labia, tugging at them before she spread me open. The rolling pin's handle shoved into me. I groaned as she worked that part in and out of me, the wider part brushing my pussy lips. She spread me open, pushing harder. My eyes widened and a low, throaty moan escaped my lips.
Allison.
The rolling pin entered me, stretching my pussy open. My fingernails scraped at the floor as my back arched as I accepted the girth. She couldn't get much into me before the handle was nudging my cervix, but it was wonderful.
You are such a slut.
She laughed, working it in and out of me, igniting wonderful nerves inside me.
I am.
Fuck me, whore.
Make me come.
She laughed, her tongue lapping at my asshole.
I shuddered, savoring her rimming as the rolling pin stretched my pussy. Her tongue wiggled inside me, swirling about me. The sensations mixed inside me, one gentle, the other forceful. My back arched, and I grunted. Allison. My sweet, little siren. She was as captivating as a mermaid swimming in the shallows. My pussy gripped the rolling pin as I came. I collapsed onto the cool, tiled floor, my body heaving. My hard nipples rubbed against the tiles. That's it. Come, slut. She cooed, shoving the pin deep into me. Yes. I screamed as another, shuddering wave of pleasure rocked through me. So good. Thank you. She pressed her body into my back, her nipple piercings hard and cold as she squirmed against me. I turned my head, her cheek resting on the tiled floor next to mine. She was so cute and lovely, her face as flushed and sweaty as mine felt. I leaned in and shared a kiss with her. Upstairs, I could hear the sound of our master's passion. We'll have to cook them breakfast in bed. Allison smiled. It'll be so romantic for them. I smiled. Yes. Then I gave her another kiss. Mark Glasner. I looked up and my heart froze. Mare? I asked in disbelief, seeing her beautiful form outlined in the doorway. I was so lost in thought, I hadn't even noticed the door open, light flooding in from the hallway, silhouetting her nude body beneath the silk robe. She was an angel, shining brilliantly with love. She was free of my commands. She was reflecting the brilliance of her own love. She floated to me and knelt. I embraced her, sobbing on her shoulder. I'm so sorry, Mary, so sorry. Everything I had been feeling, guilt, shame, fear, heartbreak, despair, poured out of my soul. Her gentle arms encircled me, silky hair brushing my cheek. Ship, Mary whispered, rocking me in her comforting arms. I forgive you. Thank you. I gasped between sobs. But there needs to be a change. She pulled away, cupping my face in her soft hands. Her green eyes peered through to my soul. Anything. I begged. We need to be equals. Mary stated. Our relationship can never last if we're not equals. Of course, Mare. I said happily. We hugged each other with a fierce tightness. Of course. To be equals, I need to make my own pact. I stiffened in her arms. Do you know what you're saying? You would have to sell your soul. Yes. She answered. Then we'll be equals. I swallowed. I wanted to argue that it wasn't worth it. But I never would have had this beautiful, forgiving woman without my own pact. Okay. I agreed, forcing down my objections. Mary relaxed and was overcome with emotions, tears brimming in her eyes. I gently wiped a tear away and she kissed my palm. And then we were both crying and hugging, and then we were kissing passionately. Her tongue was hot in my mouth. Somehow, the pink robe had come undone and her breasts were in my hands, soft and firm, her nipples hard as my fingers gently played with them. Mary moaned softly into my mouth. The scent of coconut filled my nose, strands of auburn hair brushed my face. Soft hands were unbuttoning my pants and then they found my cock, hard and throbbing, and freed it from the prison of my clothes. I stood up, and Mary was cradled in my arms. Her arms were around my neck, and we kissed before I laid her out on the bed. She was lithe and wet, and so beautiful. I pulled my shirt off and shoved off my pants and underwear. Her eyes glistened with desire, and her arms and legs spread open as I laid on top of her. Mary's tongue was hot in my mouth, while her delicate fingers grasped my cock and guided it to her wet pussy. Her pussy lips felt like silk as she rubbed my cock up and down on her slit. And then the head found her hole, and I was inside my love. We both groaned together, and we slowly writhed in unison, kissing and panting. Her pussy was warm and wet, inviting and oh so sweet. I love you. I whispered as my cock plunged slowly, over and over into her wetness. I love you too. She whispered back, kissing me, grinding her clit into my pelvis as I bottomed out inside her. Our hips moved with more urgency, my cock fanning the flames of her orgasm, her pussy fanning mine. My hands found a breast, firm and soft. Her fingers raked my back as her passions built. South close. She whispered into my ear, biting gently. Our hips were fucking each other hard. Harder, harder, my stallion! She moaned. And then my filly bucked underneath me as her pleasure surged through her body. My filly's pussy milked my cock as she spasmed in pleasure, and my seat emptied deep into my love. I rolled off Mary and she snuggled against me, resting her head on my chest, auburn hair spilling across me. I stroked her hair and she sighed contentedly, her own hand lazily stroking my stomach. We laid like that, enjoying the feel of the other, the peace and happiness. No words were necessary. Her breathing slowed and she fell asleep upon me. I closed my eyes and joined her. Something was warm and wet was engulfing my dick, sucking me back to consciousness. It was dark, still the middle of the night, and Mary's mouth was on my shaft, her tongue swirling around my cock-sensitive head. She knelt beside me, her hips next to my head. Her auburn hair, black in the darkness, spread across her face like a curtain. I had to taste her. I reached out, caressing her leg, running my hand up to her ass and gently pulled her to me. Her leg lifted up and over me as she straddled my face. I could smell her arousal, sweet and spicy, then she lowered her pussy to my lips. My nose pressed into her slit, breathing her desire in, as my lips and tongue found her hard, spongy clit. I sucked and nibbled on her sensitive nub as she deep-throated my cock. We both moaned into the other sex. I drank her nectar, sweet and spicy, as she bobbed her head on my dick. She would bob rapidly a few times, then deep-throat me,
her throat constricting tightly about my cock as her lips kissed my pubic hair, before sliding up and starting over. I sucked on her clit, sliding two fingers into her wet, sucking pussy, wiggling and fucking my fingers into her, searching for her G-spot. When I found it, she bucked on top of me, sucking hard on my cock. We came together, my cum flooding her mouth, her juices flooding mine. Mary slid up to me and we kissed, tasting each other's pleasure. This time, I laid my head on her soft breasts and drifted off to sleep in my love's embrace. Soft light was filtered through the window as the sun rose over Mount Rainier. Mary's body pressed against my side, her back away from me and her ass soft on my hip. My right arm was trapped beneath her, so I rolled onto my side, pressing against her, and held my sleeping love. I dozed holding her, Mary's ass rubbing softly against my cock. My rod hardened against the silk of her skin. She was so beautiful. I kissed the slope of her neck, running a hand from her hip, up her side and cupping a small breast. Mary sighed, her ass rubbing harder against my dick. Then my cock slipped between her thighs, rubbing along her slit. Mary shifted some more, rubbing her cunt along my cock and between her smooth thighs. Her cunt grew dewy with her passion as I slowly fucked my dick along her groove.
"Oh, put it in!"
Mary moaned, sleepily. I shifted my hips and the head of my cock slid into her pussy so wonderful. I loved being in her. I slowly fucked her. Mary turned her head and we kissed. It felt good to be in her cunt, the walls squeezing my dick with a silky grip.
"God, you feel good,"
I whispered in her ear, kissing and biting her lobe.
"It feels so good to be in my filly."
She grabbed the hand on her breast and dragged it down to her cunt, rubbing my fingers against her hard clit. She moaned, grinding my hand against her clit, and I fucked her harder, faster.
"Oh, fuck me,"
Mary panted.
"My Randy Stallion, fuck me."
Her cunt constricted about my cock as she came.
"Sweet God,"
she screamed and bucked in my arm.
"Oh, fuck."
I groaned and shot my cum into my filly. I held her, cradling her in my arms as her pussy cradled my softening dick. I kissed her shoulder and neck, my hand slid up her hip and found her breast again. I gently massaged her tit.
"I love you,"
Mary whispered, her voice thick with sleep. I kissed her cheek, squeezed her breast, and whispered back.
"Love you."
My eyes closed and I fell back to sleep inside my lover. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.